Doc, you better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast, episode number 46. Making up for a missing week last week, which means we have doubly much geekery to talk about. This week, on This Week in Internet, we're going to talk about the New England Webcomics Weekend, which I'll be attending, how New Zealanders turned a woman into a mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
That was so weird.
Michael Jackson's Odd Curio auction.
That's
and dinosaurs fucking robots. And then later we'll be doing... I'm getting a phone call. I'm going to go ahead and hang up on whoever that was.
It was probably Ed McMahon.
I think it was the guy that I'm buying a table for the podcast from on, on Craigslist.
Not cool. McMahon's on his last legs.
We'll be talking about...
Dude, he just fucking endorsed gold.
Gold,
whatever.
Cash for gold.
He's doing fine.
We'll be trying to finish the intro. We'll be talking about...
Nobody cares
the
about
fate of
intro.
Sci-Fi Fridays. We'll be talking about all kinds of TV news. Just a lot of it. And then movies. Several new remakes.
Movies.
In the poop shoot.
Do what? Any of you guys have any napkins?
Ghostbusters 3. I'm going to have to teach
there,
you, seriously, to not...
Is that not it?
Oh.
Talk shit during the intro. I swear to fucking God.
No.
He was whispering. He was talking to me.
He whispered.
He's got his own track.
I was using my inside voice, and now
he
I'm
was.
Not.
On a microphone.
No, you did this. This
on
is
a
your
microphone.
Fault. This is your fault.
It doesn't matter if I'm like, and this would be, hey, Denise, do you have any honey mustard?
Blow me.
Shut the fuck up till I'm done with the intro. All right, movies, mail sack, post show, and then we're done. Moving on.
Are you done with the intro now?
Can you shut your fucking cock mouth and let me start the show? This week at the Hijinks and Sue podcast table of champions, Eli. Yeah!
What's up?
To his immediate sideways is Denise.
No directions. Oh, I like that one.
Late as always and an asshole as ever is Josh. And myself, Joel, from hijinksandsue.com. Thank you.
That's a problem.
Thank you. I did one of those before the show.
I'll be doing one during.
I know.
I realized that my soundboard was missing the classic, like...
Flush sounds?
Yeah, like the wacky FM, you know. Oh, I'm going to have to put that one down the toilet.
Ooh.
It's 1:05 nice. In the morning with, like, Razazu and the monkey.
Yeah, with with BJ and Fuzznuts.
That's really your only ambition left, isn't it? You really want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be able to get up at fucking 3 a.m. and
yeah.
You want to be the monkey.
Right.
No, it's cool.
To be the grizzly bear.
Or the tiger.
So, starting off with This Week in Internet. If you haven't seen it on the website, hijinksandsue.com, I'll be attending the New England Webcomics Weekend. This is the first one that's ever being held, being put on by Meredith Gran, who does a comic called Octopus Pie at octopuspie.com, and many of the more recognizable names than myself in webcomics. Many of the comics that you read, if you read comics, are actually all produced in the same building in East Hampton, Massachusetts. So that's where it's going to be. Check out webcomicsweekend.com. It's going to be probably 30 or 40 webcomics creators as guests, then probably another 50 to 100, such as myself, in attendance. And then it seems like there's going to be at least 1,000 people there based on the Facebook RSVPs.
Wow. And which weekend is this?
It's March 20th through 22nd.
Oh, that's the same weekend as the midnight show of Serenity at the Inwood, which I was going to remind you.
I guess I'll cancel.
Never mind. Yeah.
Well, no, you should go so that I don't have to tell you that I have to cancel for the podcast that weekend anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So
wait, so what exactly are you doing there? Is there
going to
be
I'm going to go. It's not really a con.
There's going to be panels or
it's a
shows
gathering.
Or?
There's going to be panels. There's a schedule of events. There's going to be panels that seem to be mostly impromptu. There's going to be sort of a gallery show, a live drawing event. And then mostly I think it's just a big party. So, but it's a chance for anyone in New England or who is willing to go out there to meet and greet with most of the... Honestly, I don't know of a webcomic creator that isn't going to be there.
Huge deal then.
I don't know any that aren't going to be there. All of the ones that are famous-ish, internet famous, are going to be there. And then you've got mid-tier people like me, and then you've got small-ish tier people.
Have you heard from any of the bastards? Are anybody showing up?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh yeah. That's so awesome. I should mention the only reason that I'm able to attend is that Fancy Bastard Jess Christine donated a flight voucher.
God damn!
You were so awesome.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I wasn't gonna be able to go.
Can I go?
No.
Oh.
Well, for money you can, sure.
Oh.
Now the event's actually free, so if anyone wants to go, they can go. They ended up getting over...
We need to
see
some more Fancy Bastards out there.
It's in a building called Eastworks, which is like a converted warehouse turned into artist studios, and they ended up getting 10,000 square feet of it available for this.
So where is it exactly? What's it in?
Wow, did they just like push out a bunch of hobos with like big fire hydrants?
I think it's going to be people that show up to work to like work on their artwork and then be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is going on?
There's 8,000 people in my studio.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Hey, get out, bro. I own this. Fuck it out.
There was a flyer with the...
Right.
This is the place, right?
People are handing him flyers to pass out.
It's just all like, hey, why am I holding a plastic cup?
Can you stand at the door and pass out these flyers as people come in?
You're cool, right?
It's like any teenage movie where they have a party and the guy doesn't know the party's at his house. What's going on?
You mean like every teenage movie?
Yeah, all of them.
Right.
All right, well, we need to get some Fancy Bastards out there.
At least four or five I know have... guaranteed to come.
Wear your shirt.
That very same weekend, Fancy Bastards of a more bearish persuasion will be able to see me drunk in the pool at TBRU here in Dallas.
That's a different kind of convention, kids. Yeah.
You are probably going to get a better turnout than I do, I would imagine.
Yes.
Wait, so that's that same weekend?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Same weekend.
You're probably more excited about that than I am about this, and I'm really excited about this.
Maybe like the first year I went.
Oh, okay. This is the first time it's ever happened. This is also my first public appearance of any kind. Not like anyone's going to be like, and ladies and gentlemen, Joel. I mean, I'm just going to be there. Yeah. But if you find me, I'll be there.
Two or maybe it was 3 years ago, I was a runner-up for Cub of the Year. I was so disappointed.
You had like
balls
a sash
of the
and
year.
Everything?
No, it's a ball sash.
Turns out I'd only slept with one of the judges, and apparently that wasn't enough. So
my nipples are hard.
Right, because the... major categories are all about sexual technique, and if they don't know, then they can't judge you.
So you do the whole runway thing,
is
like
there
back
like
and
a
forth.
Kama Sutra, but for bears, like where it shows bears in positions, like a book,
like as bears
with silhouettes,
like Saltmore's Flicker, or what are you talking about?
No names.
That's one of our Fancy Bastards.
Like
fancy bears.
Everyone can eat shit.
So
everybody has a. Everybody's anyway, going to their specialized conventions, but me.
You get nothing. You can't find like a Filipino duck egg eating ceremony to go to that weekend.
Not this year.
God damn it! Can't afford to fly out.
We ate all of them into extinction.
Right. You're known for that.
Yeah. No.
Did you know that 50% of the animal extinctions since 1940 are credited to Filipino people
That's
eating
not
them
true.
To death? 50%.
Wow.
Over 9,000 species.
It's patently untrue.
Iguanas, various whales. The entire mastodon race was killed off by early Filipinos.
It's delicious at barbecue.
Tempura mastodons.
Nice. Poodles.
Slow roasted.
Yeah. We had to have a giant rotisserie for those.
It's a really deep pit.
They like the legs. Mm. Like the biggest
fucking swirl the fat
turkey legs ever. So, I want some trunk. So if you're in New England, anywhere, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey. Come out.
Go. Bring some chowder.
Be a grand old. Get some chowder. Pucky kind of yard. It'll be wicked pisser.
bring a party.
Platter. I am going to talk like that the entire time I'm there. I'm trying to decide if I should make a special shirt for the event that just says, like, hey, I'm Joel from Hijinks and Sue. I'm considering it. Because otherwise, no one's going to know who the fuck I am.
It'd be great.
A picture of yourself, like,
it's
waving.
Just, it's a drawing.
Yes.
I'm this guy. And then it's like cartoon me going, and then the cartoon's going, I'm this guy up here.
That'd be great.
It's meta. Get it? Ha ha ha. I don't know.
And no, you should totally do that.
And the odds of me behind you laying dead from some horrible contraption are...
Right. What? It would cost me twice as much to print on the back, though, oh, so okay. I don't know if
so
do
will
that.
You have well, to print just the one?
Thing. Yeah, I'll just do one for me.
Oh, I was going to say, you could sell that
on. You could just fucking iron funny that too. Shit on. I own an iron. It's the only thing I've ever used it for.
I don't trust your iron.
You have an iron?
What's wrong Dude, with my iron?
The fact that you own an iron is so suspect.
That iron...
That's actually true. He makes nachos.
Yeah, like yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like he probably heats up. I'll heat that up for
it
you.
Makes really
yeah.
good. It makes really good quesadillas. Just
yeah, you're like, what's burning? And there's like a meat patty underneath it, just sizzling.
My dinner.
Fajitas.
It's giraffe.
So what? No, they were eating to extinction. So
yeah, Denise beat me to that.
Oh.
I'm super excited for that. It's my first public appearance, even though I'm not a guest. I'm just gonna be there. Super ethereal, excited, and I can't wait to meet. Anyone who goes.
Make
should be
any
fun.
More noise.
And then, also, if you want to help finance the trip, because there's still expenses, you can bid on until
God,
Monday,
you're
I believe.
Like an expensive mistress.
I know. You can bid until Monday on original artwork that I have for sale on eBay. The auctions, I think they end sometime Monday. Check the blog on hijinksu.com/blog for
oh,
links.
I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
I never do original art, so those are very rare things to have.
You've never done original anything.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a hack. So, first real story, then, is that this sounds kind of cool. Until you read the whole story, then it sounds fucking weird. A lady who is a double amputee below the knee wrote a letter to Weta Digital, who obviously did all the effects for all three Lord of the Rings movies, and asked them to make her a mermaid suit that would make her really a mermaid. And they were like, sure. And they did it. Have you seen the pictures?
Have you seen the video?
No, I've not seen the video.
I haven't either.
There's like a 10-minute documentary.
Did she drown?
No.
She's like, oh, God, how does this
no,
work?
No, it shows her fucking swimming like a goddamn mermaid.
Where
it's
is
weird.
It? Where
I don't
you see
know.
It?
I'll have to find it.
All right, I'm going
I assumed
YouTube.
You knew.
No, I've only seen this one picture that freaked me out. Anyway, they
the,
built
the
her.
The video is so much worse because it shows you how they built it. And
watch right, the, we'll watch the video weird. Later.
Weta mermaid.
Oh, and she talks about, like, it's always been a little girl's dream to be a mermaid, but it wasn't really my dream. It was more of an accident, and I thought about it, and so I asked, and then they did it.
Well, fuck,
like,
man.
She doesn't care
no, but
at
the
it's
end,
so weird.
At the end of the article I read, they're like, no, she didn't want a mermaid suit. She wants to be a mermaid. And I'm like, does she know that she can't breathe underwater? Like, is she going to be like, I'm...
She just drowns in the trial
just belly up, and they fish her out with a giant net. Guess we're going to have to go back to Petco and get a new mermaid.
Fuck, man, if that's the case, then I'm going to write Weta and tell him, like, I want to be a dragon.
That's what I'm saying. Actually, they're going to be like, quick, get a new mermaid before Peter Jackson notices she died. No, you need to want, like, I want a Balrog suit.
Like, I'll take anything that was left over. Like, I want to be a tree. Like, I want to be a...
Yeah, I want a tree beard costume.
You
want to
be the Ent?
Yeah, or a King Kong or something. You got any of those King Kong outfits left over? I want one of those. Maybe a plane.
There never actually was a King Kong outfit. Yeah, whatever. Just give me one.
A King Kong outfit.
That or I'll be like the Empire State Building.
Hey, dear Weta, I want Andy Serkis to be my personal butler pet. Like, can I have him?
Such a
and can he wear a green screen suit, like a mocap suit with little shiny balls on it? I don't know.
Better luck next time. Very strange.
All right, so far I'm watching this video and I don't see... a mermaid swimming. I see them maybe making a mermaid. Oh my god! What are they doing to her?
All right, this is.
Oh my god!
This is great for everybody.
She's
but
a fucking mermaid.
It's great for everybody except
whatever
everybody
dude
who's listening.
They can watch the movie. YouTube, Wed a Mermaid. Oh my god, why would you do this?
This summer. From the makers of Splash Lord of the Rings.
Mermaid.
Ron Howard brings you.
Tom Hanks.
Clint Howard in.
Yeah.
Oh no.
In conjunction with, you know, like,
oh,
who
wow.
do they work with? Oh, with Peter Jackson, I guess. Yeah. Ron Howard and Peter Jackson for the first time.
Clint Howard as Splash 2.
This time it's more personal than the last time.
I'm a mermaid. I'm Clint Howard. Summer. So anyway, yeah. What can you not... They said we get letters like this all the time and we can't respond to all of them. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Who Why goes, would you choose this one?
And who would choose... Like, who would go, I want Weta to make my dreams come true? Like... Do they think everything in Lord of the Rings was real?
Sure, why not?
You made all those beautiful monsters.
It was
like,
real to me.
It's true.
It's all that matters.
I want a Nazgul. I mean, like, what can I? What can you not ask them
can
for?
Can I have my own ring wraith?
Yeah, please. Okay, like, can you send them your dog and have them turn it into a Nazgul?
and can you send it back?
Yeah, postage paid, of course, but I mean...
So weird.
Send it with a self-addressed stamped envelope, and yeah, here you go.
You're like, Sparky, you're back! Holy shit! They did it! But really, it's just a dog in a horrible, painful suit. Like, they've disjointed his arms so they flap, and it's just really terrible. Oh, man. Actually, what they didn't tell you is that you have to be an amputee before any of their suits work, so they just cut off all your dog's legs.
Wow, that's terrible.
That happened to my cousin's dog.
Really, before they made him a Nazgul suit, they cut all his legs
off? It was just one of his legs, though.
They cut it off?
It got shot off by a neighbor.
What the hell?
He was getting in my rabbits.
That's
friendly fire.
Fairly accurate.
Yeah.
His name was BB beforehand, and we thought it was funny. We called him Tripod after that.
Every dog in South Texas with three legs is named Tripod. Do you remember in Teen Wolf when their Teen Wolf is bowling, and the asshole guy goes, you know, 80s blonde asshole that's in every movie, goes like, "Hey Howard, I shot your mom because she was stealing chickens out of my chicken coop." Okay, when I was little, I believed that, and I was like, I didn't know he was just giving him shit, and I was like, why isn't he more upset that guy killed his mom?
You're retarded.
That seems like that would be a crime.
Someone should let Madlock know.
Yeah, or Jessica from Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Howled. Murder Wolf. So then, Michael Jackson is in dire straits financially. He had to sell Neverland.
Michael Jackson's in dire straits now?
He's in with Mark yes. What's his name?
Oh my God. That's the best musical crossover since...
What's his name? Mark,
I don't know people's names.
Knopfler. Mark Knopfler.
Right, you totally Straits. Didn't just make that up.
That's his name, Mark Knopfler. From Dire Straits. He's actually considered one of the best rock guitarists. I don't really like Dire Straits that much. Juliet! I don't think they're that good. Whatever. So, he's now auctioning a bunch of shit, other than, you know, his home, which got foreclosed on. And it's the weirdest shit ever. There's no price on this. He's got a painting of him as a prince. That's available. There is a painting of him standing next to George Washington and the Mona Lisa, and they're all wearing the sunglasses from Bad.
That's probably a photo, though. Like, I don't think that's a painting. That probably did happen.
That happened, you think, with time travel? Like Captain EO?
They got to the island, made a phone call. And then Weta was on the island at the same time.
Hello, is this Peter Jackson? I want a picture of myself with the First President and Mona Lisa wearing 80s sunglasses, blue blockers.
A limo that looks like the inside of Buckingham Palace. Let's see. I'm looking at the list. Okay, so the painting of him as a prince is $4,000 to $6,000. Spangledy socks that were, they're rhinestone socks, $800 and be yours. The glove, like the glove, $10,000 to $15,000.
for touching little boys? Like, what do you mean?
The child masturbatory glove.
That's terrible. I don't want to do this.
The other hand served the Jesus juice.
I'm going to go home.
So was he. As it turns out.
Wait, oh my God. Huh? Nothing. Just keep going. No, don't do that.
Let's see. A king's crown. A personal letter from the president, from Ronald Reagan. To Michael Jackson. You can't read it. You can't tell what it says from here. That's fucked up.
Oh, that's sad.
Let's see. He owns Edward Scissorhands hands.
Of course.
And you can buy those.
Sure.
So he owns giant novelty scissors. He uses them to like open... He opens them to like... Oh, he uses them to open mail.
I gotta open this mail. Hang on. And like he's carved it into like dolls. Michael, that was a foreclosure notice. I don't know. What? I'm in Neverland. Forever. I'm a child.
Is he selling his nose?
Magical.
Which, you should have, like, all of the noses over the ages. Like, all the...
Yeah.
On little hooks.
The progression.
Like, in jars?
His obsession with Peter Pan is pretty fucked up. But, his 1911 copy of Peter Pan is for sale.
Wow.
He's actually got a fortune teller, like the one from Big. Like, you know, he goes up to it every night. He's like, I wish I was big. Or small.
I wish I had my face back. With my face.
Michael Jordan basketball.
I shall thrice play.
Dude, there is a custom pimped out golf cart with himself, like lowrider airbrushed as Peter Pan.
Yeah, but I got that new. Like, I get that of myself.
On
like,
your car.
Yeah.
But yours has the Virgin Mary. This has the Virgin Michael on it.
Not so
Nobody
virgin.
Believes that.
And the last one, well, can you really say he's not a virgin? I mean...
I don't want to think about that. Just move on.
Molesting children doesn't make you...
Does Lisa Marie count? Do you think they ever consummated that?
No, it was all tube babies.
Yeah, he had babies.
Tube babies, though. Yeah. They were all artificial inseminated. So... and the last thing, the thing that I actually want for $3,000, if anyone wants to donate this to the cause, is the head.
Don't do that.
Is the head from Moonwalkers.
What?
Like the robot Michael Jackson.
That's weird.
So.
What would you do with that?
Put it
at the edge of your bed so you scare the shit out of you every night.
I'd make a desk lamp out of it. Its eyes would shine onto my... laptop or something.
So you can make a bong out of that or something.
You can rig it as the webcam.
Yes. Michael Jackson head.
Just like
and it never goes off. It can't. It's always watching you. The best new thing the internet has taught me about debauchery in the last week, the best fetish website I have found in my travels on net.
What?
Is a website for dinosaurs fucking robots.
What?
That's all it is. And
it's so weak on top of that.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's actually not loading right now. Why is it not loading?
Everybody just flooded it, probably.
What? No, there's 30 people listening. It's not.
It's like, what?
They're not doing
anything.
It's like
so half-assed. Like,
they're making love.
Dude, there's
is the internet? No, the internet's not dead.
There's no junk on that thing.
How are you seeing it? I can't see it.
It's open right here.
Mine's not opening. Well, anyway, check it out if you can. Because it's dinosaurs that fuck robots, and I think that's just amazing. I'm so happy about that. There's like a Triceratops fucking a big boxy robot.
Yeah, and it's all weak because like there's no junk or anything hanging out.
Robots don't have junk, bro. It's just about the love.
I was talking about the dinosaurs.
Pretty
there's
sure
a,
they have.
There's a little spindly robot.
Dinosaurs actually were birds. They have a cloaca. They don't have junk.
They have a single hole.
Oh.
Did you just drop a clutch of eggs?
They have a...
There's a little spindly robot doing reverse cowgirl on a brontosaurus, and it says, if you love something, set it free.
I know, this doesn't make any sense.
I love it. I'm so happy.
And this one has junk. It's done with like a half-assed font. Like they were just like...
Yeah, I know. And then the next one's like MS Paint, too, so... But if you go to dinosaursfuckingrobots.com, it's pretty magical.
I like how on the table it's got a little
name. Oh, this one's got junk?
A little nameplate, and it says Mr. Trihorn.
Yeah, but dude.
And he's got a little tie.
The first one on their blog has gigantic dino balls, and it's bone in a toy robot, and it says, each difficult moment has the potential to open my eyes and open my heart.
I don't know what you're seeing.
At dinosaursfuckingrobots.com.
Oh, no, I didn't go there. I don't want to
Yeah. Wow, this one looks like a kid did it.
The one with Dino fucking Rosie?
That's, that actually is... He's not fucking her. He's just loving her. Okay.
He has mounted her.
Oh. What?
I'm just saying.
No, I don't want to see...
No, that's a different one.
Oh. No, it's just... He's just saying hello like...
Mr. J! The dog's raping me!
So I support that. I love you, Internet. Thank you again. You're making my eyes melt. The thing of the day. Okay, so right now-ish, we're missing the fourth to last episode of Battlestar. Do we want to talk about Battlestar at all? There's only four to go.
The last one was kind of...
Yeah, no, that was maybe the worst one of the season. I'm pretending that didn't happen.
I'm trying to remember what happened.
What did happen?
Well... Ellen was a bitch, and then it was over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She caused an abortion by saying bad things.
Yes. Yes. She. Oh, yeah, spoilers. Spoilers if you haven't seen last week's Battlestar.
Yeah, but who's abortion?
Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. Okay, so we can say whatever we want now. We're clear.
It was Rosalind's.
She aborted Rosalind out of Adama's bunghole.
I'm an abortion survivor, Dad!
No. It's so weird. She was negative about Ty and Six's baby, and then it died. Like, what? And then nothing else happened. And then Adama stared at the walls of the ship for 30 minutes.
The girl's gonna need...
grunting at it?
The girl's gonna need some help.
I use calculus fix these walls.
No, stop it.
I will say I appreciated the part where Ellen was like, you know what, Ty? You never loved me. You love Bill. And just like...
Bill, no! Ellen, God, you're a cunt! Okay, so maybe I did.
Yeah.
But I was only fucking you, honey.
Yeah.
Most
I always thought about you, Ellen.
You're like, really? You were fucking Trisha Helfer and you were thinking about Saggy McSag tits over there?
Hey!
Look at her. Look at where her cleavage would be, and there's actually dimples because her tits are pulling so hard against her sternum.
Her sternum.
No, they're robots. They can do something. She can dial up the tit stretch in her programming or something. And fix that. How fucked up is it that she's the mother of all Cylons, yet she's still a petty bitch about, like, her husband thought she was dead, so he's fucking somebody else? That's petty to the storyline.
What would you upgrade if you were a Cylon about yourself?
Most of it. other than my charisma and my banging hair. No, I don't know.
Right.
Denise, would you make yourself less Filipino or more?
I don't think either. No, you can go far. What?
So you support eating species to extinction?
Sure, if they're delicious.
I'd eat the Cylons to extinction.
I'd have shotgun arms.
Yeah. The surgery is done. Really, let me try it.
Yeah.
Got Kyle's dead.
They just like break off at the elbow.
Yeah. Oh, no. Right. You were never supposed to fire them.
You can probably just ask Weta for that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear Weta,
I am not yet a double amputee, but I am willing to be for shotgun arms.
What do you have to say to that?
Perhaps a t-shirt cannon arm.
Plus, what do you know about Lord of the Rings 4?
Yeah.
Please let me know. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, your friend,
love
the internet.
Eli.
Peace out.
Stay cool. Don't ever change the internet. So,
see you after the summer.
Better luck next time.
We had so much fun in first period English. There's only four episodes left, including tonight, and the last three are the finale.
Yeah.
And apparently after tomorrow, next week, all is revealed. And then whatever happens after that is gravy.
I guess. What else are they going to reveal?
Ta-da! No, I'm saying that's the plan. Is next week is they're going to...
It's
going to
be the most daring sci-fi cable show ever. They're going to go full frontal on at least half the cast.
No, right. Do not want.
Yeah, Tyrell, Adama.
No.
Ty. I bet
Which
Ty,
Adama?
I bet any of them. I bet where Ty's balls meet his pelvis looks just like Ellen's sternum. It's just pulling.
That's just terrible.
Pulling skin on bone.
Do not want.
There's no ligaments left to hold that massive stretch. Oh, it's just...
They're stretched to their limit, Bill!
Ugh.
Melon.
So,
that's why Ellen's always riding on top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And because she could,
she hates the. Yeah.
Well, she could also she could kill him wow. if she needed to, with her dangles.
I'm here for
she
the
could
gang
pop him in the face with one of them. It's like a, it's like two speed bags.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
Did you watch it till the very end where they do the little animation with Ron Moore and David Icke last week?
I think that was deleted.
So. Oh my god.
Why? What was it?
They're like,
you know what?
They're doing a little talking, like, blah, 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 talking heads. And then a little puppet of Almost comes out wearing his just his tank top and his boxing gloves. And he goes, "Where's my check?" And then they're like, "Oh god, oh," and they write him a check really fast, and he goes, "Gracias." And then like leaves.
Shut up. No, really? That's yeah, awesome.
It's fucking rad. So there's that. Okay.
I find that. Was that the best thing about that episode?
It was the only good thing about that episode. I mean, I guess I like space abortions. I don't know. And that was pretty cool.
Abortions in space.
Yes.
Like, what?
I don't know. If you hate a baby hard enough, it dies. Like, it's so weird.
Wait, didn't we already talking about, like,
that's
airlock and a cooch and then just having the vacuums?
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered that once.
That's not possible, I think.
So, I know that this goes against all traditional wisdom, but the sci-fi block of shows on Fox on Friday nights is not doing too well. I know that.
I can't.
Right?
Shocking,
like,
news.
Go on.
Shocking.
No. The entire block, or just?
Well, it's only two shows.
Right.
They're both doing terribly.
Right.
Also, the best part is this is how Fox works.
Wait, you said sci-fi?
Yeah, Terminator and.
Oh, I thought you said
sci-fi shows
on
Fox.
Sci-Fi Fridays on Fox, featuring canceled and soon to be canceled. Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles was already having a hard time finding an audience, but steadily improving with quality. So they move it to Fridays.
I will attest to that.
There you go.
Hmm.
I no longer hate the show.
By a season 3, it would have been, I think, pretty fucking great, and it will not get a season 3. It's potentially already canceled. They move it to Fridays, and its ratings were like 66% lower instantly, and then Fox is like, what? Why did it get better? And then also Dollhouse's ratings are in the shitter. And I don't think I like Dollhouse.
It's got, like, some potential. Like,
I liked the last one better than the one before.
But can you really see this going on for too long?
Show enough commercials of her and her boobs,
do you give
maybe
a shit about Echo yet? She's not. This is where I'm scared, okay?
Okay, what?
Whedon care. Let me just posit this. Whedon storytelling requires that you either, like, love or hate the character. But you have to be invested in the character. How can you invest in somebody that's somebody different every month, every week? She's not really a character, so how can you love and or hate her?
My problem with her, I guess as an actress, is I'm more used to seeing her as, like, in badass roles. So when she plays all these, like, oh, I'm in love and I'm a girly girl, and it's like, no, you're not. Stop doing
that.
Yeah,
you're a vampire slayer.
Don't kill somebody.
Stab a guy in the heart and don't care about it.
Go fuck Xander and make him feel bad about himself.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
I haven't seen that.
Didn't she try and kill him?
Haven't you not seen all...
I haven't seen
season
all...
Season 3?
Oh,
what
yeah,
are you
yeah
doing?
Was that season 3?
God damn it.
I don't know.
That was Faith's season. Maybe. Yeah, she fucked Xander and then tried to kill him.
Right. That was
like
funny.
In the middle of it.
Right.
Like, she was going to really get off if he died, like, mid-coitus.
Dude, sometimes you think about that.
You mean coitus?
Yeah. What?
That's
I said mid
big blue, like Big Lebowski.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So
anyway,
but yeah, I don't know. It looks, I don't know.
Well,
it is kind of hard to like her, though.
It's like their side characters have to be super strong in order for you to care about her.
I like the handler already.
I do too, actually.
Well, and that's the guy you're supposed to like feel bad about because he knows obviously what's going on.
No, he doesn't know what's going on yet.
Well, he knows that they're fucking
that's
with
enough
her like every
oh
week.
Sure.
That.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this sucks.
But and the idea is super Whedon. The idea has all the right elements.
Well, no,
there.
That's what I liked about last week.
Yeah.
I like that's what they did about last week's in it because it was kind of fucked up in the sense of it was like Deliverance where they're like, run, like, squeal like a pig, you know, and now we're going to chase you down. But, like, you only cared about the handler dude, and then everybody else was kind of like, eh, whatever, fuck him. Like, They're just a big mega corporate. I mean, there was.
I don't
really
care about Timo Pinkett's FBI guy. I don't give a shit about him. I think that whole subplot is. How long are they going to be like, hey, the dollhouse called and they want Barbie's back?
And like, I think it would have been like a more interesting spin, actually, if they had started from his point of view. I mean, like that way you get introduced to what
or
he's actually
weren't
investigating.
Just giving him like a playground hard time about it.
I know.
That's just.
You're silly.
This case
has
no
stupid.
Merit.
You're stupid.
Your mom gave you peanut butter sandwich.
We have ham.
Like a jelly.
Oh, cool heads have ham. So, the thing I'm saying is that it's going. A recent quote from Eliza Dushku, which I've linked to here at some point, was that if you can make it to episode 6, it gets really, really good. The plot really starts to unfold there. Apparently, they're doing just like Firefly, and they're airing things out of order to try and get their best episodes up front, so that there's going to be a big giant lull, like after these first few.
Of course.
I think number 6 is going to air 5th, and I don't think it's... I mean, they've ordered 13 episodes. I'll be surprised if they air 7 or 8 of them. It's doing really, really bad. So.
I just don't like that whole, like, everything's erased, and now I don't know, and I'm acting like... I don't know, like, she acts completely... I guess the whole idea is, like, they're supposed to act childlike when everything's erased from their memory, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't really work for me for some reason. They're just like...
They're nothing.
And a lot of it is kind of inconsistent, actually. I don't know. It's just very strange.
Well, they've got sort of a blank personality where they're designed to kind of not care
no,
about their surroundings.
I guess I kind of get that, but I mean, not really.
I understand where they're going. They're going in a direction of she's going to start remembering more, and eventually she's probably going to remember who she was, and then that's going to... fuck up with her missions or whatever, and that's great, but I don't know if it'll make it that long. And the fact that so many Whedon diehards are having the same trouble I am is distressing.
I don't think it's terrible. I mean, I'll watch it still, but I'm just I haven't completely bought into it, I guess.
Me either, and that's tough to say. And the other thing is I'm still gonna do what people accuse Whedon fans of doing all the time. I'm gonna watch it no matter what.
Also, it makes me crazy that they have those commercials for that, I guess, for that night's lineup of the girls, like, what's her face?
They're
River.
Trying to sell it wrong.
Oh, yeah, tank top. We've that's two sizes smaller
robots,
than what
tits,
I should
and
wear.
Guns.
La, la, la.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then the show doesn't really have any of that. So.
Right.
It had a bullet time arrow. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
No, that episode was certainly...
it's good.
I bet when... the DVD finally comes out and we get to see Josh's original pilot. I bet that's going to be awesome.
I'm still trying to get a copy of that.
Oh, yeah?
You working on that?
Yeah, it's very important, man. Or, they're doing something there.
Okay, never mind. What are you talking about? Do you have CS4 yet?
Of course.
You were supposed to give it
offline,
to me.
Offline.
Ah, that's funny.
Okay. A licensed... copy of it that I was going to purchase at full retail price.
From Josh? Correct.
You were supposed to get me.
Oh, can I get a copy of that too? At full retail
price? For only $7.99.
Yeah, like next time you come here, can you...
shipping and handling.
Get us those retail license
those
forms to fill out?
Cost a lot.
All right, so... there we go. What are you talking about?
Are you taking pictures of...
I'm just going to cover this for 1 second, because you stopped talking. So I started doing the, like... take a picture of your life every single day for your
I saw
thing.
That.
Yeah, you're not going to finish that.
I probably won't.
You'll make it like a month. Maybe a month.
I just want to see how far
I've never seen you hold interest in anything for that long. Like a whole year? Come on.
Still gay.
That's true. That is true.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
It's
really just a front now.
Seems to be working out quite well.
I'm still all about the cock, though.
No. I don't know. Yeah. Me too, honestly. Just not anybody else's.
Yeah, no. Never mind.
What?
Oh, so this is your picture for the day?
Yeah.
So you're going to stop the show so I can take a picture.
No.
Do it. Were you not posing? Is that it? Is that the pose?
Not really. You keep the camera. Just take pictures for the whole time.
Okay.
It's your job.
Actually, I'm going to host this show, but...
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Give it to Denise.
Good job, Denise.
That is stingy.
I like how Josh is assigning me homework to do during the podcast. Like, I need you to paint a mural instead of what you're doing. So the links that I've posted here are that Sarah Connor is possibly already canceled. Might not even finish the season.
I'll be kind of sad about that.
Sci-Fi Fridays is certainly not living up to unrealistic expectations.
Well, because they're fucking retarded with their, like, hot tits on Friday night.
Yeah, she said that while you were gone.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like...
That's not what the shows are about at all.
No, and if they were to be, like, strong chicks, maybe, like, strong female chicks instead of, like, halfly dressed chicks.
Sure.
Like, trying to appeal to the female audience. May not be the strongest one, but if you can get, like, the girlfriend to watch the show...
Well, the sad thing is the fact that it's on Friday in an ideal world wouldn't matter. Because I'm certainly not watching it, but I'm going to watch it, like, tonight or tomorrow. I can't imagine there are people that don't have DVRs now. Why wouldn't you? Almost every television provider basically gives them away now.
It's pretty surprising most people just don't know about that. It's like people thinking that, Net Zero is still a really badass deal. There's still a lot of people who think, oh, shit, well, it's free.
Oh, my God.
There are still people in my family that own VCRs, like, on purpose.
Well, there's people in everyone's family that own a VCR, but... they've probably also got cable, and for probably another $5 a month, they could have a DVR.
Do you think my family can afford $5 a month?
Well, I really can't, but I'm... You know what's funny is that one of the one things I can't cut back on while I'm so broke is TV, because that's where, like, half the comic ideas come from, so I wouldn't be able to do the comic if I didn't have TV.
It's true.
So, also, there's a link here that Dollhouse apparently at one point made it to number one on iTunes. But Fox isn't going to care about that.
Oh, you mean, oh, for downloading, though.
Yes. Yeah, at some point. But they're not going to fucking care. Other TV news. Did anybody else watch the final Conan?
No.
No, I missed that. I watched
I heard there
episodes
were some interesting
during the week.
That he had, like, some interesting bits going on in the last week, but...
Dude, the fucking putting Masturbating Bear in... Carbonite.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was fucking magical. That like was good. That whole
Well,
sequence.
I like the idea that they just can't have Masturbating Bear an hour earlier. It's too indecent for 10:30.
Yeah,
it's
fine
for 11:30. But I stopped watching Conan about the time Andy left, and that was 10 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Good they've been on the air for 16 years. Andy That's left crazy. After like 7 years, I think.
Dude, that guy has gone through so much hell to get where he's at now, and I'm so glad he's taking over the reigns of the late night. Like, did like apparently he was like on a when he first started, because they weren't
talking about Conan.
Yeah, when he first came on, nobody really believed that he was going to be that great. They were like, who's this guy? Never even heard of this guy. Like, he's a nobody. That they think they had him on 6-week contracts
at a time.
Oh, that's brutal.
and then they bumped it up to like I don't know, like half a year or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
If you watch those early seasons, I would have had them on 2-week contracts. They were hilarious, but they were not. They did not make sense on NBC.
Exactly, and you know the higher ups at NBC, you know, like the hey, you know, what is this, Michigan? You know,
wow, really? that's where you're going.
So
they
all the racism,
right? They
yikes.
Definitely did not know what he was doing.
Boy, in fact.
And it was what's-his-face from Saturday Night Live who...
Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, he convinced him. He's like, no, yeah. Trust me, this guy is the next...
Well, he also plucked him out
badass.
Of nowhere. He was a writer for SNL and for The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And he also, if you go look at his CV or whatever, you look at his IMDb and see which episodes of The Simpsons he wrote, every one of them is gold.
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
wrote some of the best Simpsons episodes. So he...
it's
he's
too funny
he didn't
go back to that.
Yeah, no shit. So, he did his final episode. I'm going to tune in for this one. It was hilarious. It was mostly a clip show, but it was hilarious. And I'm like, okay, wait, has he been this funny this whole time? And I've just been missing it? I don't know. I don't really like late night shows. And they obviously didn't show any of his interviews, but they showed all of his, like, sketches and whatnot. It was fucking gold. I was like...
Yeah, and
laughing literally out loud.
The question was presented... just the other night when I was talking to Alex, was like, do we think he's going to be as funny as he was at 11:30, then 10:30? Like, because he's going to have to tone it down. There's no question about that.
He's bringing his writers, and his writers really do most of the work, you know, as far as making the show funny.
But Masturbating Bear, you know, things like that, like Pimpbot.
They can do Pimpbot at 10:30. They just can't do Masturbating Bear.
You know,
will they be able to do
question,
Triumph? Like,
absolutely.
Like, if they cut his balls off, but
not, not if
they
not
appease
if,
Bob Barker.
Not if What's-His-Face is still going to do it, because he's already, like, balls to the wall. Like
Robert Smigel?
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going
to
do it my way.
They only do Triumph, like, once every 2 years. I mean, they hardly ever do Triumph.
I can't stand that dog.
Why would you say that?
I
because she's a
watch
minority.
Because you want to eat him into extinction?
Oh.
Because I can't eat him.
That's why you don't like him?
Right.
He's not available on the menu. So Andy is actually coming back, and he's going to be the announcer for Conan's
That's awesome.
New
right.
show.
It's about time.
Well, I think it's actually been 10 years of him getting shows canceled. It's probably, and all of his shows were good. Andy Barker PI was good. Andy Richter Controls the Universe was good.
Andy Richter Controls the Universe was awesome.
Yeah, and
I love that.
And they were all on Fox.
Never did see that.
It was, yeah, every single one of them was on Fox.
So, it's good, though. If you can find it on Hulu or somewhere, it's funny.
Deleted!
He's going to be the announcer and participate in sketches, but he's not actually going to be the co-host, I guess.
He's not going to be the Ed McMahon who actually sits. Nobody's had, like,
well, you
an
know
Ed
what's
McMahon.
Weird is he might be. From the article I read, they made it sound like he was going to do like Ed McMahon, where he announces the show and then sits at the end of the chair and laughs. Yeah.
Yes. Yes! You're correct, sir! Oh! Zing.
So,
The what?
I'll watch probably the premiere of that. I probably won't stay tuned for it.
I'll probably watch more of him now because I'm starting to get to that age where, like, that is what I'm
going
to watch when
going
I'm laid
to the,
in bed.
Because
instead of The Daily
special.
Show or Colbert, I mean, he's going to be going up against The Daily Show.
No, yeah, I'll be watching him. I mean...
Oh, I'd definitely be watching The Daily Show instead.
Because I can watch that whenever.
That's
they show that
DVR?
They show that a lot more, like, frequently.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the shows you DVR. We're talking about the shows that you don't DVR because they're on every night. And so if you need a fix, it's there. If you're going to bed, it's there.
But you can catch, like, those...
That's true.
Much more... I don't know. I guess they're more available.
Like, would anybody really DVR Conan? You'd probably just watch it if it was on and not
just
watch
just
it if it's not on.
Oh. I don't know. I mean... I would watch it just for the fact that, like, I want to watch the intro and the first 20 minutes because that's where all the fun stuff is. And then it's like, all right, let's bring up so-and-so and his product. And then you're like, man, whatever.
I don't care about the celebrity interviews. But, like, they had a sketch
No,
a while
I don't care
back.
About that either.
They had a sketch where he goes and talks to, I think it was Hunter S. Thompson. And he refused to do an interview. He said, the only way I'll talk to you is if we drink whiskey and shoot assault rifles. And he was very serious about it.
I love Hunter S. Thompson.
Goes out to his ranch or whatever, and they actually set up an old-timey saloon bar so they could order whiskey from like an 1800s bartender and then shoot assault
rifles.
I've
never seen that. That's crazy.
It's fucking weird. And the only reactions you get out of Hunter S. Thompson are like when there's a good shot. He's like, oh, great shot! Fucking great shot! Bourbon. Like, and that's
Next.
The whole... Just like, they did that for a day. And like Conan's got like a fucking AK. And Hunter S. Thompson's got... he's like pouring some whiskey in a glass or whatever. And he goes, oh, make sure you got your safety on. And he's like, I really like that the guy pouring the whiskey is talking about gun safety. Just,
I love Hunter. He has one of the few suicides that I can respect. Because he was that fucked up of a person.
It was recent, right?
It was like a couple years ago. Fucking blew his brains out. He was like, I don't want to be a bother to the rest of my family when I get old. So, bam!
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Crazy.
Sing of the day. So, I'm just going to mention this in passing. I don't want to dwell on it. Smallville got renewed.
Oh, you were so fucked.
They got
oh,
Tom
Joe.
Welling.
You were so fucked.
Yeah, they got
oh,
Tom
Joe.
Welling to sign on.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait for you to have to watch that for a whole nother year.
Maybe I'll get at least another comic out of it.
Do you just like watching Schindler's List over and over and over
I'd
again?
I'd rather watch
it's,
Schindler's
well,
List.
Well, no, it's Schindler's List and then Requiem for a Dream.
It's not
oh.
Schindler's,
back
List.
To Schindler's List again.
It's the scene from Schindler's List where the kid's hiding the shit over and over and over and over.
But it was so uplifting when that happened in Slumdog.
Oh, man.
Dude.
That's weird how they can really put a different spin on it.
Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know. Couple more TV things. Pushing Daisies. The finale may actually be seen live in L.A.
What?
and maybe elsewhere. Like, they might actually be showing the finale at theaters or something.
What do you mean live?
Well, in front of people. Like, it's never going to be on TV.
Right. What? Oh, they're only going to show it at a one showing in.
Well, like, they're going to have a little cardboard box just thrown out for tips. And
it's going to be like a Michael Gondry movie. It's going to be cardboard and fishing line.
Right.
The show's final three episodes left in limbo since the cancellation, blah, 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 will be shown in a special screening during a two-week L.A. film festival in April.
That'll be sold out.
Introduced by Brian Fuller. Perhaps more surprising is that they will, in fact, be broadcast by ABC during the summer to boost sales of the DVD box set.
Of course.
It's like, we canceled this show. Please buy the DVDs. Here's the final three episodes.
This is going to be a fucking disaster.
It's so sad. TV's head is up TV's ass. Last TV is that Fox is awestruck, dumbfounded that the Futurama DVDs have done so well.
Oh no, people actually like a good show. No shit.
Yeah, and so now they actually want to bring it back.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, for real.
I can't wait for that show to get Family Guide.
The movies weren't really funny.
I've only seen two of them. I haven't seen the last two.
I think I've only seen the first.
They're just, like, really long episodes.
Yeah. I mean, they're not as good as the episodes at all.
Eh.
They're, like, whatever.
The episodes are extremely tight. Like, laugh
right
a minute. Every 60 seconds, hurting.
I'll give them a little bit of leeway only because of how Family Guy did. Because when Family Guy's, like, they announced, it's back! The very first thing that they did was write that Stewie movie. That was terrible.
Yeah.
But they kind of had it, they got him back going, and then the first few episodes were actually pretty good. Now it's kind of,
I actually blame the format. I think that if you look at Futurama, it is a 20-minute premise-based running gag.
Right.
Like, episode per episode. And I think when you stretch that to 2 hours, that it loses some of that. And they were trying to cram every character and every reference from 4 years into each one of those movies. And it was like, it was too much. It was overload. It was too much fan service. So, but they're interested in maybe bringing it back. Here's my advice this time. Here's my advice. Don't put it up against Major League Baseball. Don't preempt it every single week for Major League Baseball. And don't change the time slot every 2 weeks.
So,
don't put it on Fox.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Air it on the wall of my house. And people can watch it here.
We'll alternate between that and foot porn.
52 minutes in, Hijinks Zoo Podcast number 46.
Everyone can eat shit.
Let's talk about big bags of shit. Let's talk about the movies. We got three remakes. Every week it seems like we have at least three or four remakes to announce. Number one, Neverending Story.
Oh. No, why?
Why would you do that?
Falcor.
Okay, so did somebody write a letter to Weta and they're like, I want a real giant dog that can fly?
Right.
Say my name, Bastion!
I don't know it, bitch! Make it up! That doesn't make any sense!
And it's just all right. On.
Oh, well. Close the book. Go on with my life.
Oh, it's the back cover. Click. Done. Yeah.
Well, so I guess I'll go play Nintendo. So that sucked. That book sucked.
I don't like books now.
Okay, to be fair, that book was awesome.
I didn't even know it was a book.
Yes, it
for
is
a long
in fact
time.
A novel.
Does it bring you into it at the end of it?
And was it never ending?
The future of Fantasia?
No, to both questions.
Okay. It's not a choose your own adventure.
Right? If you want to name her Mary, flip to page 325. She dies. If you want to name her Susie, yeah. So
she dies on every page.
They're starting over because apparently it needs to be remade with better effects, I guess.
But Falcor was so perfect.
My question,
love Falcor.
My biggest question is, how much of the book are they gonna make?
What I read was that they're not gonna go back to the book as source material. They're gonna go back to the movie as source material.
So is the book better? I'm supposing
there's
than
a lot
the movie?
More.
The movie that you've seen is only the first third of the book.
Oh.
And then parts of the second movie are kind of, but the second movie was
really. It was garbage.
Is it a musical?
The book?
Neverending Story! Yeah. Wow, like two horrible keys that clash totally bad.
That would be a pretty ultimate lineup if you were going to go see Predator, the musical, but in the middle was Neverending Story,
sure.
The musical.
And then have, Spider-Man, the musical.
And then you have to sit, no, no, and then Jurassic Park, the musical. The
look end. At what you see.
I can't believe you know that song, too.
It's like German pop. It's like
it is.
It is.
So
I mean,
weird.
Like, it's really bizarre.
Well, the strangest thing, because it was directed by, what's his name?
Santa Claus.
No, the guy that does Boat.
Santa Claus. Oh, Parnoel?
No, God damn it.
Father Christmas? God,
I'm totally blanking here.
It's a mythical elfin creature. I know that.
No. Father Time?
No, it's a fucking famous Baby German
New,
director.
Baby New Year?
Wolfgang Amadeus Puck?
Werner Herzog? Werner Herzog?
No.
Definitely not Werner Herzog.
Whatever. It's the same guy that directed Das
Run,
Boot.
Run, Lola, Run.
No.
But Schwarzenegger?
Did. Just look it up. You have it.
Oh! Eastwood. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood and Schwarzenegger double teamed that one.
Yep.
I hate
the
you.
The lighting in the scene's all wrong. Shut up. I need your camera and your clapboard and your director's chair and your fancy hat.
Your fancy hat.
He's got a little beret, a little director's beret. Now we're going to make the Neverending Story.
Oh, Wolfgang Peterson.
Who is your Falco and what does he do?
I think you know the answer to that.
It's not the look director.
Anyway, robots? So the Neverending Story was the first movie he directed after Das Boot. But I had seen Neverending Story as a kid.
Okay.
I was watching Das Boot for the first time a couple years ago. And
did you know that's German for the boat?
I hate you.
Go ahead.
And at one point, because they're in a submarine, the submarine comes up to the surface and the captain like opens up the hatch on the top.
Yeah.
And he's like, he gets up and the wind is in his hair because they're cruising along.
And you're all Falcor.
And no, like the music kicks in and I was like, this is really creepy. And the same guy did the music. It's the exact same song.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Wow.
Like
the same song?
Like, I swear to God, it's exactly like, no lyrics. No lyrics, but the music is the same.
The
and I'm
fuck?
Just like, this old dude with the beard is like riding the submarine through the ocean. And I'm like,
I am Dust King of the World!
Like, what's going on here? So weird.
I don't understand how he directed Das Boot and then Neverending Story.
It was the Numa Numa guy.
No. Well, Neverending Story is a cherished German fairy tale.
I don't. It doesn't. I don't care. That doesn't matter.
The what is?
That doesn't mean just because Neverending you Story. Own a Volkswagen
German?
That
oh, Das know. Boot is a German fairy tale.
I was
going to
say.
For children.
I thought that's what he said at first.
Yeah, that's.
I'm wondering. I'm just wondering if like,
that's what's wrong with Germany
during the when they were trying to pitch what?
Oh.
What are you doing?
Can you say that?
What sort of distraction?
Do you know
are
you how to
creating?
Say that?
The Unendliche Geschichte.
The Neverending Story.
Oh, it's the story.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's actually the direct translation.
Mr. Josh.
The direct translation is the story that just won't fucking stop.
Right.
No, that is it not the direct translation.
It would have to be Russian if that was
Blitzkrieg didn't Dina Dina Buch. No, I'm just wondering if
Dina Buch.
I'm just wondering if they were trying
the Blitzkrieg
to,
of the book.
They were trying to
I
were,
lightning ward in your wait, what
in
did you
the
say?
Library.
The book.
Oh, Buch would be
right.
Proper.
Well, wow, he sort of got it right.
I did. I took German for 2 years.
And that's what you learned?
That's all I got.
Uber die Brücke.
That and VSD Toilette, bitte.
That's no, it's very important.
Where's
Gänse
the Graus, toilet?
Yeah. Auf der linken Seite.
Where can I go take a dump?
Der
no, I'm just wondering. I'm
look
just,
what Alex says in the chat room. Shoot in dein Glas.
I'm just
diplomatic immunity.
No, dude, that guy was from South
for Falcor.
No, he wasn't German.
His little suit.
He was fucking South African.
Oh my god!
Wait, who was
diplomatic immunity?
Yeah, I know. It's just funny.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just wondering if when they were trying to pitch that director Falcor. To do Das Boot, they got the two confused with. Dust boat
where are you going?
Never ending story. It's
yeah,
about a dog.
You don't have an end point for this, do you?
What? No, it's a dog.
It's the same script. And you replace the submarine with a luck dragon. It's the same movie.
And then the little kids riding the submarine.
At what point does the submarine travel between two giant statues with massive tits?
And then it has to answer their
remember.
Riddle.
I don't remember that part.
You weren't paying attention. So that's going to get
statues
done.
Statues had massive.
This is
tits.
For you. This is for you.
Oh, I'm not paying
Clue.
Attention.
Clue. Remake.
Oh, yeah, that hurts me to the core.
What?
It should.
We just
I
watched
say,
that, too, the other night with Alex.
It's funny that you say that. I heard about aww. That a couple of days ago, wept, and then went to listentoamovie.com because I was at work, and I listened to the entire real movie start to finish while I was building shit. Yeah.
So there's that. That's sad.
God,
last,
that movie's awesome.
And this affects us all equally, is a Total Recall remake.
Really?
What? Is in the works.
That's not even old enough to be remade
It's
yet.
Not even necessary because it's just fine like it is. I mean, it's an Arnold movie.
Are we still talking about Clue?
No, Total Recall.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Clue.
He was the murderer.
Was Mr. Plum Peach Face in the cellar with the AK-47 and the boots in the motorcycle.
God damn it. I hate you.
I have solved the clue. It was the Terminator with the stabby finger knife in the face.
I hate you for making fun
of that movie. Your step-parents are dead.
Just
wow.
I solved the mystery.
Thank you, Jesus.
That movie is perfect.
I told you not to shoot anybody.
He will live. He's using like a candelabra to cap people in the kneecaps. And he's like, it was me with the candelabra in the wine cellar
right
with
now.
The kneecaps right now. He will live.
God, I can only imagine him doing the high run when he's running across back and forth. Through, like, the... And then he went running. He ran for the goggles.
What are you talking about? Where are you going with that?
I don't know.
What's with all the either. Running?
I don't either. I have no idea what he's referencing.
Bum, 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 bum,
oh,
bum,
my
bum,
God.
Bum.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Oh, that's pretty funny.
The what?
Oh, my God. So, that's happening. Get the ass to Mars. I think the only way they can trump the first one is with four tits on a single prostitute.
It's going to be like razor blades or now?
It's one.
Fuck it, we'll do five!
It's one tit with
like
five.
Like razor blades?
The Gillette Mach 7 7-blade tit razor.
Oh, God, what do you need a tit razor for?
I don't know why
I
crossed that boundary, but yeah.
Deleted! Yeah.
That's how they're going to actually advertise it.
Who shaves their tits?
Total Recall 2009. Five tits instead of three. You were blown away in 1984 by three titties. Plastic at that. These are five actual
Through
tits.
The miracle of modern computer technology, we bring you five titties.
On one whore.
They bring together Weta and ILM for the first time.
And amputee.
You have to get like blur.
Dear Peter Jackson.
Every render house gets one tit.
I've survived a double mastectomy and I want five tits. Like the chick from Total Recall, but with five.
One for each finger on the only hand I have left.
What? Also,
I
want to be a mermaid. Five-titted mermaid.
Oh, my God.
And I want laser guns for eyes. So,
please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
So there's that. Ghostbusters 3 is actually in the works, maybe, kind of, sort of?
That's been in the works for, like, two decades, though.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any new news here.
Whatever.
That link that you who was it that
what?
Put that link what up link? With is that Ghostbusters you were talking about? It would be Seth Rogen instead and
no, that's funny though. That was someone's dream casting of it.
Yeah,
but yeah.
That didn't Alex send that out?
Yes.
Oh yeah, because Alex.
Yeah. Well, I looked at that and I thought about it and I was like, I actually would give that a shot.
That's
the movie I said that if J.J. Abrams. Who doesn't really do comedy, but if he could redo comedy, I'd allow him to do Ghostbusters, the original.
With that cast.
With the dream cast. The dream machine cast of dreams.
Dan Aykroyd said script for Ghostbusters 3 started in early summer, hoped to be in production by late fall 2009.
As them? Like the original cast then?
I believe so.
Weird.
I bet they don't get Ernie Hudson back.
Why not?
You think?
He's not a real Ghostbuster. Did you know that? The black guy's not
They're
going to
replace
team.
Him with the dude from Iron Man.
Yeah, Don Cheadle.
Jackson Smooth. No.
Don Cheadle?
Oh, whoop that trick?
Yeah, whoop that trick. Hey, what's up, all? What's up, y'all? I'm here.
I'm basically a woman. I've got a perm and everything.
And they try to slide it by like nothing ever happened. And he's like, he's supposed to be Ernie Hudson.
And they're like, we're 50. He's like, throw him out.
I've seen shit that'll turn you white.
Goddamn. I ain't going down in those sewers. Seriously, he's not a real Ghostbuster? Is that what's
You don't
that?
Remember that? If you follow the canon, first of all, he doesn't show up until two-thirds
through
the movie.
First one, right?
And he's just a hired hand.
Yeah, but
and
he's in all of the second movie.
But he's not considered part of the team. He's a higher. You have to look at it like it's a racism thing.
Yeah,
why?
Ghostbusters are racist.
That's terrible.
Right. He's like the whole, you know.
It's funny because he's not on the cover of either DVD.
Right, he's not a owner in the company.
He's the only employee.
That's gonna bother you now.
I know.
He's an
employee. There's only the three of them on the
both DVDs.
Ghostbusters LLC. Winston Zeddemore is
he's an employee.
An employee. He's $10 an hour for a proton pack.
They made him
Egon.
I never thought of it that way. But yeah. I guess was that the same way in the cartoons?
It's fucking racism, bro.
No, he was fucking there with the black guy.
No, the cartoons he was all over it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And Egon had a bitchin' like
the big super swirly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, did you see the DS and the Wii versions of the of Ghostbusters?
The what?
What?
The DS and Wii versions, because they're different of the Ghostbusters game. They're all stylized. It actually kind of looks like the animated series.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking
it
about.
It actually looks kind of
There's
cool.
There's a manga now that they're all like 25-year-old manga dudes.
From Japan?
Yeah, it's like a real Ghostbusters manga, but look, the cover looks kind of cool. Huh. I wouldn't read it, but it's kind of cool. So there's that. Movie news of continuing.
Pew pew.
Josh Peter.
Pew pew.
What?
What'd he say? I don't see him. Where is he? It's Kanye official. Said Joel hates black people.
It's official. During a telethon for trying to get.
And Mike Myers is like, ooh, I gotta go.
On a telethon where they were trying to get Winston his job back.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah. Dark Knight worldwide so far has made
going to save America
$1 billion.
We're going to start using them as
currency.
Bailout.
Our new currency is going to be batarangs.
Yeah,
you know
that would be awesome.
Who else at the table has read Snow Crash?
No,
huh?
Have you read Snow Crash?
Snow crabs?
No. It's pretty delicious. Never mind.
At Red Lobster?
The cyberpunk.
Wasn't the first Neil time Stevenson. Someone said cyberspace was in that movie? Was in
I
that book?
I don't know. Maybe. Might have been.
Anyway.
Who wrote it?
Neil Stevenson. Stevenson.
What's that have to do with Dark Knight?
In the future of America, the only thing that America is good at that can make money at all is movies and pizza.
Isn't that what's happening right now?
That's the one I was kind of commenting on.
Well, that's good. That's good that he was right. Is there anything else in there we should know? Because if he's right about all that.
Kind of hungry for snow crabs right now, though.
We should invest in pizza and Dark Knights.
Snow crabs.
Dude, you'll be paying with batarangs. They'll be like, that'll be $6.50.
Ting! Okay.
Keep the change.
That'll be $5.95.
Why you want to feed me?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. If you looked at your menu, why want a
why I want a cheeseburger?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh my god, that's gonna make drive through so awful. Drive through.
Double cheeseburger.
God damn it, that's loud.
And then as soon as you start pulling away, you're like, this is not at all what I fucking ordered.
Yeah.
There's a taco and some snow crab and.
And first of all, it's
artificial snow crab.
I overshot the drive-through window because I had to power up the tumbler, and it went 4 miles.
And there's like a bridge behind me for some reason. I don't know why the fuck there's
a bridge. You just eject the bat pod out of the leave the tumbler at the back window, and you take the bat pod to the front window.
And the car behind it's like honking. Hey, come on.
I actually jumped Popeyes and landed at Burger King, and they weren't able to fulfill my order. I don't know what happened. Oh man. So anyway, they made $1 billion.
Yeah, and the government's gonna borrow money from Batman.
From the Bat bailout.
We need to borrow some money, bro. Yeah, it's cool. What do you need?
Just like
a big wad of cash.
Just like a big bat wad. Please. Oh, if you don't mind.
What's with all the bat shit?
Why do you want to borrow money from me?
God damn it.
So we're broken, you're not. You made more.
I can only imagine.
You know what I mean? There goes the stream. Give this podcast a little bit of the old bone roller coaster there.
She's going to be seeing my podcast face. Oh, oh, oh.
Podcast.
We're still online, so it's Ustream's problem. So, next movie news. Fame. You know, there was talk there about how Iron Man 2 was, like, going to shit because they tried to pay Mickey Rourke in sandwiches, and then they, like, didn't want to bring Samuel L. Jackson back.
We'll bring your dog back from the dead.
Oh, that's sad. Don't do that.
Really?
We'll put it in the pet cemetery. Pretty sad. Because we're remaking that, and we have to rebuild the pet cemetery.
That book gave me fucking nightmares when I read it as a kid.
So anyway, Iron Man.
He doesn't want to take my picture.
Do you not know how to use a camera?
I do. Shut up.
You press the button.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
That's great. Thank you.
Go on.
So anyway, Iron Man was having problems wanting to lowball everybody. They weren't going to bring Nick Fury back as, you know, Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. And then in the wake of all that, they've signed a 9-picture deal with Jackson to play Nick Fury in 9 movies now, including potentially a Nick Fury Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. movie.
That'll be interesting.
So we've got Samuel for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, he's going to pop up in every movie Marvel makes for the next, it was like the next decade.
Probably for about 45 seconds in most of them.
Yeah, no, it'll be like a cameo. They're probably paying him in cheeseburgers and weed or something. Yeah. But I mean, they're paying him. He's going to be
I'm Rick Fury, bitch!
He's going to be in...
Wait,
you know,
did I just call him Rick Fury?
No, I don't think so. I think I heard Nick. They, oh, like Rick James? Yeah, I don't know. They're going to bring... they're doing the negotiations, and he like pulls out his bad motherfucker wallet and just kind of puts it on the table, and he's like, so, how much you want to put in
and,
there?
And his lightsaber with BMF on the bottom. Just I know how to use this.
And they're like, dude, we saw those movies. Don't.
They were terrible.
Don't.
We'll pay you less now.
Yeah, you actually need to leave. That's what killed the negotiations. Was they remembered he was in those. He's going to be in Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, The Avengers, and all the Avengers sequels from here into eternity.
Good lord.
And then a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie.
Why not? Sure.
So there's that. Okay. Just to keep... I've sort of been giving an update each week. I have no idea if any of them can see us now. I really don't know.
Keep going.
Arrested Development movie is supposed to be a lock.
Yay!
It's happening. Wow.
Yay. Nice.
Michael Cera has, I guess, eventually signed on. Actually, they won't say if everyone's on board or not. They're just saying that they're doing it. So it's either missing characters or not. And then I found a list here. I want to read this because I actually haven't read it yet. Is anybody doing like a big internet thing? Is anybody watching the video by accident? Because the internet's going slow.
No.
Was trying to see if it came back and nothing. But no, I'm not watching it anymore.
Oh, we've got like 12 torrents going. Is that cool?
What?
I'll take that as a yes.
5 reasons the Arrested Development movie might be bad. Let's read this. This might be stupid. Number 5, trying too hard. There was a sense in the Arrested Development fan community that somehow the show was cut tragically short. That may or may not be true.
We're not airing at all.
I don't care. The fact of the matter is that as far as television's concerned, it's over, like it or not. I don't understand the point of that. Number 4, detracting from the legacy. I guess it's the same answer. Relying too much on the past. The fact that it was sort of a rare gem and they can't recreate it. And historical precedent that TV movies have done poorly. X-Files, The Simpsons, Reno 911, Strangers with Candy.
Simpsons movie did pretty well.
Financially, like, but it wasn't good, I guess.
Well, no, that's true, but...
So...
But Serenity was awesome.
We've talked about this a few times. I don't know how it would work. I don't understand what they would do.
I have no idea either.
I mean,
and I don't know how they would make anything that was worth anything at all that wouldn't alienate 90% of their audience.
Yeah, no, like 98. I mean, because that's how many people weren't watching the show. So I have no idea. And then you've got... So anyway, whatever, moving on. You guys saw Friday the 13th a few weeks back?
Yeah.
Correct.
It had the largest horror film debut ever, despite being apparently terrible.
Yeah.
And also it greenlit a bunch of like new horror movies.
Oh, yeah. They're going to make a sequel.
Yeah. Number two is already in the works.
Oh, no.
Like the kid who...
Who the fuck didn't see that coming?
Like the right. kid in the concession stand line who was all dude, I had no idea he was going to come out of the water.
What? He's back. Jason's back. What?
Okay. When I watched the original one, that scared the shit out of me.
Did you see the last one?
I mean, that was...
What?
Did you see the last one? This one?
No, I haven't seen it. I didn't care enough.
I would like to... Someone should write Jason's memoirs. Of, like...
The Voorhees Diaries?
Yeah, where he's like, oh, man, you know, my mom, she's so, like, really... I mean, I like my mom. She's cool. I mean, she teaches me at home, and I don't get to go to real school, but I like her. And then he goes on, he's like, dude, I'm in space. Like, this shit is
what has been going on?
They never said I would amount to anything, but I'm in fucking space! Like, yeah. And I beat this girl to death inside of a sleeping bag.
From a boy...
It was so hot.
From a boy in a lake... to a man in space, and then I got to visit New York, and I was in dreams.
One was so bad.
I get to fight this dude in his dreams.
Life is rad. And then there's a whole nother me.
Best friends forever, Jason.
Yay! Don't ever change. Yeah. So they got 42 million. God damn it! Did better than Serenity.
Of course it did.
The debut was 17 million more than they projected. You guys helped that happen, by the way, just so you know.
Way to go, dickbags.
No, dude, the drive-in theater even said themselves, they're like, well, we're dying. Like, you know.
Give us your money. Your delicious money.
Give us your money. Oh, wait, you guys didn't see Avenue Q.
I guess there's still no video, huh?
We were there with you.
You were the one who talked us into it.
I've seen
it
so many times, I can't keep track who was where with what.
You guys weren't on this podcast, right? Were you? We're here right now. What?
What? Where am I?
I thought I was by myself.
You always do.
So we did the comic about the zombie Pride and Prejudice. It is not the only reimagining of Pride and Prejudice in the works. There's another book.
With zombies? There's my version.
Pride and Predator.
Shut up. Oh my God. That is so great.
But I don't believe it's the Predator. But it is an alien.
Doesn't matter.
Predator.
That is great.
No, I'm sorry. This is actually going to be a movie, not a book. Oh, the other book is becoming a movie. So there's going to be two movies. There's going to be Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. And then there's going to be Pride and Predator, produced by Elton John.
What? Wait, is it a musical?
None of that makes sense.
Does Predator wear fabulous glasses?
It veers from the period costume drama when an alien crash lands and begins to butcher the mannered protagonist.
Predator and Jet. I don't know. Benny!
And the Jet!
That he, like, shoots down?
Yeah. She's got electric boots, she's got crazy dreadlocks, and a fucking knife on her arm, and a bomb. Whoa! Predator and the Chance. Rocket Man's a little bit more apropos. So, yeah, he butchers the well-mannered protagonist who suddenly have more than marriage and inheritance to worry about. That's really all it says. They're not saying if it's like a comedy or... I don't know. I want to see it. I can only imagine. Lord Predator said he's going to ask for my hand in marriage.
That's about the only way I can get through those kinds of books anyway.
I want to see the Predator...
Is it like a random Predator shows
up? Yeah. Sink, sink. I want to see a Predator in like a fluffy shirt and like, you know, a big coat and a top hat.
And someone slaps the Predator with a glove and is like,
I challenge you for her daintiness, sir.
Damn it. That seems to happen every time.
Get to the carriage.
Oh, God. Anyway, going back for 1 second.
Sure.
To zombies.
Okay.
And we know that there's the World War Z movie. Or like they're in planning stages for the World War Z movie.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, have you seen any of the concept
no.
art?
No.
I'm just going to show my laptop
me. Have you seen? Have you read the book? Yes, that's everything I imagined and more.
This is beautiful.
It is absolutely art.
Apparently, this is the Battle of Yonkers or something.
Rad.
That's fucking cool.
That is rad.
For those of you listening on the podcast, this image is tits.
Oh, there you go. Perfect description.
It doesn't have tits, but it is tits.
Perfect description.
If it did, it would be awesome. What?
Those are zombies right here.
There's explosions, and it's in the city, and they're barricaded. It's so good.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed.
No!
The
chatters are still hanging out in the chat room, despite the fact that there's no video.
I think Alex left.
I don't know what to say.
But they can hear us, though.
No, they can't. There's nothing at all.
Well, our fans suck. I don't know.
Oh, well. I'm going to close it then, because I'm just going to pretend it's not happening. What a piece of shit you are, Ustream. I mean, look at it right there. It says it's going. It says it's broadcast started.
Okay, so
piece of crap. Moving on.
Next.
Last thing before the mail sack.
Oh, are we finishing up this week in internet?
It was done.
Okay, I just want to add one tiny topic.
Go.
The only time I have ever respected an MMO RPG, like.
There's Mama Porgs.
Yeah, sure.
Mama Porg.
Tabula Rasa is basically getting shut down. I think it's this week. It's very soon. Oh, it's tomorrow. And instead of just turning off the servers.
Wait, that was one of our questions.
Oh, they're asking about it? I'm just going to.
That's the first question.
Awesome.
And I answered saying,
I answered saying that we're not going to answer it because we don't play any of those. Okay, so wait. So the first question in the mail sack. This is the mail sack.
I did not look at the question.
It's from Andy the Geeky to the video game type people. What's your opinion of the sci-fi porg Tabula Rasa dying in late February?
Yeah, okay, so
and we all just said like okay. Don't care.
So it's shutting down tomorrow. Okay. And in most cases when a MMO or whatever closes down, they just turn off the server and then I can't connect anymore. They're going out with a bang. They are, like, they just made a game world event. The fucking apocalypse happens.
Oh, and it's, shit.
They're basically enemies just come streaming in until nobody's alive anymore.
That is awesome.
It's fucking cool. It's
great.
It's just a fight to the death and see who can last the longest.
Did they just run out of money or something?
Yeah, or something. I don't know.
Thank you, Jesus!
Wow. So, like, are they going to, like, tabulate who the very last guy is in the apocalypse?
I don't know. But I think it's cool because, like, the alien technology, like, the alien people that are coming in, apparently they, like... They just invented warp technology, and so literally they're just like warping in battleships like right over the land and just fucking assaulting the shit out of everything.
That's cool.
Like, I give them credit for like, hey, it's over. Yay.
It's over.
Explosion.
I bet their ship breaks.
Probably.
I bet like it lasts for a minute and a half and then it breaks. Okay, so that was the first question. Well done. That's like the first video game question you've ever answered properly.
It wasn't asked to him.
Right.
That's why.
That was his idea. That's why. That's like my daughter. If I'm like, do you want a pair? No. Want a pair? I'm like, okay.
Damn it.
It's your idea. So, Drum says, what's the best creative idea you've ever had that came to fruition that never came to fruition, either from lack of resources or never having the time to get around to
it? Well, I'm not going
to
tell it.
Dude.
Maybe I have
it. You already did. You fucking covered it already, dude. It's your shotgun arms.
Yeah. Now, I actually had this idea to have disposable gloves over urinals so that you could just, like, don't have to wash your hands when you take a whiz.
You have to wash your hands after you take a whiz?
Yeah.
Why?
Eli pisses all over himself.
Do you pee all over your hands?
Well, no, that was the thing, though. You get to pee all over your hands now because you'll have gloves on. And like, you can just
you
throw
get
them
to.
Away.
It's
I would
feature.
Fill the gloves with pee and then throw them like water balloons.
And that's why Eli's idea will never come to fruition.
As people walk
well,
in.
Well, it's like you'll be able to break the stream and like...
Really?
Know,
really?
Flick the stream.
Really?
And, but you'll have gloves on, so it won't matter.
Why can't you just do that anyway? I don't understand where any of this is coming from.
Because Eli, just fucking do the shit in the shower, okay? Just whatever. Get it out of your system.
I just wear a condom at all times,
no,
and
see,
if I have to go, I go.
That would make me $1 million. See, it's like the pet rock.
Somebody that guy made $1 million.
God damn it. Let's not do this.
Man, I thought about this long and hard, and honestly, for me, it's every time I come up with something, I either find out that it's already been done, or it's being done, like, right now. And the best one I ever came up with was one of those things where you go, okay, I've got the best idea for a website ever, and then you think about it for 5 seconds and realize that you would need, like, Yahoo's backbone to make it happen, so there's no point even thinking about it. But it was, I came up with an idea for a collaborative music site where you could have a band with people all over the world. And you would upload a part, and they would upload a part, and then they would edit a part, and they would make songs, and then like share them with people, but the band would be like in China and Singapore and US and whatever. And then like 2 weeks after thinking that, a guy came on Colbert and said he did that. And I don't remember the name of the URL.
It's probably dead now.
But it was exactly that. Exactly, like thing, like point for point. And then sometimes I'll come up with really stupid inventions and then see them on late night TV.
And that's how you know they were stupid.
That's how I know I shouldn't have done it.
I had one for a towel that could pick up just about anything.
It was God damn
it. ShamWell.
It was like a squeegee. But yeah, ShamWell. Somebody came up with that.
Yeah. Slap chop. You know,
I can't think of anything other than...
You're going to love my nuts.
Did you hear about that guy in Scientology?
Oh, yeah, that he's like, he puts all of his money into... Yeah,
he's an ex-Scientologist, so every dime he makes, he wants to put into fighting Scientology.
The guy who invented the ShamWow?
The guy that...
The guy sells it.
The guy Vince?
Vince. Hey, it's Vince with the ShamWow.
Check out my nuts. You're going to love my nuts.
Look at my nuts. I'm chopping them. I'm slapping them. I'm slapping my nuts around.
That guy looks like the fucking Skelet from TF2, and Valve, like, ran with it.
He looks like the Skeletor from Skeletor, the heroin addict.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
This heroin is delicious.
The only thing I could think of was I would love to see a
H-wise.
Like a movie like Dead Set, but and this isn't really an invention, but it would be an idea.
Yeah, you're not understanding the question.
I don't care. It's an idea.
Okay.
That came to fruition that's not going to.
Okay.
I would love to see like a Dead Set-ish type of movie, but based around the Mythbusters. So, like, they end up having to go into the studio.
That basically becomes an Ernest Saves movie. That's like Ernest saves the set of the Mythbusters. No, they gotta make all kinds of contraptions to fight the zombies.
Exactly. But they die in the end.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what.
Jamie eats Adam and Josh jerks off to it.
This is so hot. It's just like I imagined.
Have you seen their little anime drawing that's going around of them? Like, spooning?
The anime drawing is like, oh, that's funny. No, the actual straight-up Photoshopped porn is so much better.
I'm just saying. I thought it was cute. Yours was disgusting.
they're both disgusting.
So,
and for normal people.
Josh, do you want to share any creative ideas that you never got around to getting off your ass?
I don't know.
Yours are probably all covered by an NDA or it's some like, shit.
I can't talk about that. I can't talk about that one. Oh, we cut that, but I still can't talk about it.
Okay. Next. Hey, I don't remember this. This guy keeps referencing this. Kaj, saying that you impersonated him on the last podcast and said he was an East Indian. What? Do you know what he's talking about?
What?
There was a podcast.
Yes, Kai is what it is, actually.
There was a podcast where we finished, and like we were literally like 2 seconds away from like turning everything off.
Okay.
And then you were like, oh, somebody just showed up to the podcast and said, hey, am I too late? And it was some guy.
Is that
and
him?
You were like, it's some guy named Kaj or Kaj. And I was like, oh, hello. I just showed up with the podcast.
I totally don't remember that.
And then click. Was that the same guy?
It's Kai. Yeah, we were saying it wrong, but it's pronounced Kai. Okay. That's not a question. You're late again. You're still late.
Crap.
This is from Anna Matthias. If you could create a board game centered around any aspect of geekdom, what would it be and what would the rules be? For example, a lost board game like Life, except the cards don't make sense and the pieces are randomly eaten by Black Mist.
That's pretty good.
Man. I'd make a Get Your Show on Fox board game and every other piece was just a hole into nothingness. So it's like...
Huh.
Step, fall, canceled.
They probably have this, but I'd play like Jurassic Park, the game.
I think there was.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure there was, but it's got to have like a little track with a little car that goes on the electric track. And then like someone gets to be the dinosaur, it's like... And they're chasing it or whatever.
I like this.
Judah!
Yeah, and then there's
Judah.
That...
Judah!
Yeah, and then you call the girl, and then, you know...
And then the cards flock towards you, and then...
That's it. You basically relive the movie.
You dig through dinosaur shit. That sounds pretty crappy.
Game, yeah.
That sounds like the shittiest game ever.
That sounds like a good game.
Okay. No. Denise?
What?
The question. I'm posing it to you.
I can't really think of it.
I can't either. Josh.
I don't know. Make a board game about geeks trying to talk to girls. Then every time the girl actually shows up on the board, they all get sent back to the
start.
They
just pee. They're just like, no, they just pee and jizz. Jizz in my pants. Have you listened to that whole Incredibad album now?
I paid for that entire album.
That's weird.
I know.
I've listened to it now, and it's like, the first three times through, it was like, no, the bad part of this is the right part, you know? Except for the songs that are obviously funny, but they were funny 5 years ago, like, you know, Lazy Sunday. It kind of started to grow on me, except then you realize these guys, it's funny, because they've been friends since they were 10, and they've been doing the same kind of humor on their own, and they brought it to SNL, and the whole idea of, like, we rap, but we say very normal things, you know? That's their shtick, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And there's, like, Andy Samberg's got a character on SNL that does that. You've probably never seen it.
No.
He's called, like, the Blizzard Man. Have you seen that?
Okay.
Every time they have a rapper on SNL, they'll have, like, T-Pain on, and he's in his studio, and they're
I'm on a boat, bitch.
So they're like,
never thought I'd be on a boat.
They're like, we're bringing in
some big blue watery road.
YouTube, Eli, SNL, the Blizzard Man. It's probably not on there, because I bet SNL took all the shit off.
Did he do one where they were, like, in a fucking mine shaft, and they cause a cave-in, and they're rat battle? And
no, that's different. On this one, like, he comes in, and he looks like Vanilla Ice, and he's like, yo, I'm going to be on this track. I'm gonna spit the flavor on this track. And they're like, cool, cool, get in there, Blizzard Man. Do your thing. And they start the beat, and then he's like, I like to date women. I like to treat them nicely. I like to buy them dresses and take them out to dinner. He does it for like 4 minutes. And then you realize when you listen to Incredibad, like, that's kind of their deal, you know? Is it just talking about normal shit? Am I the only one that sees this?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I think Incredibad was a masterful work of art. Especially Boombox. I'm very partial to Boombox.
I haven't listened to that one all the way through yet. I don't think I liked I'm a Boss. Or Like
I'm
a Boss.
A boss.
Like a Boss.
Shit on Deborah's desk.
Yeah. I hit on Deborah like a boss. Get rejected like a boss. Shit on Deborah's desk like a boss. Suck a dude's dick like a boss for some coke. Like a boss. Suck my own dick. And he's like, am I to understand that every day you blow off your own nuts and die? Word. Every day.
Like
then,
a boss.
And you said you suck your own dick. No. I did not say that. Yes, you did. Anyway, I don't know. If you have no idea what we're talking about, listen to Incredibeds.
Oh, shit, I can't do it. Pussy out. Yeah. Like a boss.
It's pretty funny. Like, sort of. I'm on a boat is still funny.
I'm on a boat in my car, cranked all the way with a sub blasting, is almost
what are you doing?
A religious
what is this?
Experience.
I
feel like we're missing that club banger
to kick things off with. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, we're feeling oh god, your internet is slow the plot line of Dollhouse.
I'm gonna break. I think I'm gonna kill Ustream and just delete these videos.
What is that sound?
It's music.
Alright, see if you can play it now.
Five, but we still think it needs a stronger hook.
Yeah.
You know what, I agree, but not to worry. I made some calls, and I got just the man for the job.
Oh, really? Who'd you get?
Well, it's this crazy R&B cat that I know, man. He calls himself the Blizzard Man.
Oh, the Blizzard Man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was just a made-up legend like the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, no, man, he's real. I heard him at this underground club, and when I tell you he's amazing, I mean he is amazing. I told him to come by today to lay something down.
Wow, sounds great.
Oh, yeah. See? That must be him right there.
Hold up.
Bliss! Ha-ha! What's going on, brother?
How are you?
All right, everybody.
This is Ludacris.
Hi there.
Is it? Yeah, it's like Ludacris.
Yeah, most definitely.
Let's get it done. Come on.
Basically, it looks exactly like Vanilla Ice. With the hair and the glasses. And the look from Carrollton.
But I gotta tell y'all, do not judge a book by its cover. My man can blow. He's like the next Nate Dogg. Trust me. Straight up.
Now you're talking my language, Luda.
Exactly. All right, so check this out. All right, Bliss. Now check this out, man. We're going to just let the beat ride, and you see what you feel. I just do whatever you want to do, all right?
All right, cool, cool. Yeah, yo, yo, I'm about to set it, yo. Turn on my headphones.
check my style out. Raps on, raps on. We do our raps and then the crowd goes wild. And then it's time for the after party. And we hang out and do lots of sex with girls.
Yeah, so that's the gist of it.
That was such a long setup for such a bad rap.
It's kind of funny. So there you go.
Yeah, you need to listen to Boombox.
I will. Board games, no idea. I think that was hard. Hard question. Don't ask hard questions.
Make it easy on us, guys. Come on.
Oh, we already talked about Pride and Predator and Zombies, but Andy points out that this is a quote from the author of Pride and Predator. No. A quote from the author of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies versus Pride and Predator. In theirs, an alien crash lands and starts picking people off. In ours, there's this zombie onslaught that's been going on for years, and Elizabeth Bennet has spent her whole life training to become a highly efficient killer of the undead, that as has Darcy. Great. It's more about a love story.
Oh, God. Oh.
That's kind of funny. This is from Carhedron to Joel. Have you ever considered doing a pack of gamer picks for Xbox 360?
You should do that.
I don't know how. Who do you submit them to?
I'll look into that.
Okay. All right, so there you go. There's your answer. I'll do it.
It better be free or I'm not doing it.
Okay. I don't know. I don't even know what that is. Like, you just download avatars from...
Yeah, just little icon packs you use as your avatar icon.
Sure,
persona.
I'll do that.
Right now, I always use the Fruit Fucker from the very first Penny Arcade set.
Have you seen... Did you see today's Penny Arcade bonus art for the next con? It's an anime-styled...
I did see that.
Fruit Fucker mech.
That was actually rad.
Like anime Gabe as the pilot. It's actually pretty cool.
I can't tell you how much I hate that.
I like it.
It looks great, actually.
You're no fun.
I don't like anime is the problem.
Oh, by the way, I just checked, and the first video is there. So I don't know if it was just recording and nobody could fucking see it. I don't know. I could turn
it
back on.
Did you stop recording
it? Yeah.
Oh. I guess it doesn't matter now.
Whatever. Since you guys, this is from John Dark, since you guys are such connoisseurs of shitty movies, have any of you heard of Tommy Wiseau's The Room?
I've actually
apparently it's
heard
the next
it
big
mentioned.
Thing in terms of shitty movies.
Yeah, I think somebody tweeted about it, but I've never seen it.
I can't say that I have.
I'll take that as a recommendation, though.
We'll take it under advisement to the board.
The board of shitty movies.
Right.
We'll investigate and research a little bit further.
Yeah. Well, and while we're on the topic of that, like, we'll watch The Room. You need to watch King of the Kickboxers. Like, all of you listening, because that's...
What's it about?
Is that bad?
I actually have
it's right there in
this.
The title, Joel.
The King of the Kickboxers.
So it's like about a Jesus Christ who's a kickboxer?
No.
That's the King of Kings of Kickboxers.
Oh,
right.
He truly is King of Kings.
That's lovely. No, it's this guy is a kickboxing champion in Thailand or something, and he's American, he defeats the Thailand champion, and then takes his little brother out, and they're driving out of town, and they get jumped by a whole bunch of Thailand people that are like, you shouldn't steal the title. So, like,
the
this
what?
Big guy, who turns out to be Billy Blanks from the Tai Bo thing, but
wow.
Before Tai Bo, is like the big bad guy, and he kickboxes the older brother to death, the guy that just won the championship,
okay.
And then kicks the living shit out of the kid brother.
Okay.
And then just leaves him to die. But he doesn't die. He ends up in New York.
Then what does he do?
As a police detective.
My nipples are
a kickboxing detective?
No, just a police detective who gets an assignment to go to Thailand.
Too bad.
Which doesn't make any sense.
That's a sexual reference.
It might be.
Going to Thailand. So
anyway, it's well worth watching.
No,
it is fantastic.
He went to Bangkok.
Oh, right.
There you go.
Bangkok Dangerous.
Right.
No.
It's when people have
that actually sounds pretty
STDs.
Good.
It's no, it's excellent.
Yeah, I'm.
It involves explosions for no reason. Really bad choreography.
Sure.
There's some tits in there,
sure.
Just like for no reason. Like, oh, look, titties.
Okay.
So far, always tits
so far
and
it's filled out all the it's requirements free. For
yeah.
A shitty movie.
There's blood.
Did it have a fish? Like a Frankenfish? Like
there
a Frankenfish?
There might be fish. There's I don't know. There's guns and there's swords.
Oh, there's swords. Okay, well that counts for
there's
the
a
fish.
Monkey.
Oh, well then there you go. There's some sort of animal.
Yeah, he's a passport stealing monkey.
Okay, yeah. Then we're good.
Yeah.
It pretty much covers all the bases.
He doesn't rip the guy's face off, though.
The committee approves.
Yeah, monkeys are supposed to rip your nuts off, guys.
Tell that to the chimp from, like, last week.
Yeah, didn't he rip that guy's nuts off?
No, he ripped a woman's face off.
Did you fucking
face
see?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I'm gonna wear your face.
There was
like
all
a
this
mash.
Fucking like legislation happening about fucking monkey attacks now.
What?
They covered it on the Daily Show.
What?
Like, there's this one senator that's like strongly like pushing through Congress like monkey attack legislation, and it's like. The whole point was our country is going to shit economically. Everybody's freaking the fuck out. And there's all this very serious talk about when you can and cannot transport and or own chimpanzees. And the guy's like, you won't think it's so funny when it's your family that gets attacked by a chimp.
Are you serious?
And the shit was on C-SPAN.
Like, it cuts over to, like, the fucking monkey in the closet that Chris has from Family Guy. Like,
the monkey in my closet. Guys,
Lord,
I'm telling these guys. Guys, we gave up on the stream. Ustream
cross the
is
stream.
Broked.
Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
So
is that our
it's
president?
So good. So good.
Johnny Ace says.
So good.
Now you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry,
I don't see that about
got
him.
Nothing on me, right? Nothing.
I think we've maybe done this one before, but if you can think of anything, feel free. Have any of you gone against the common opinion on any geek thing?
Yeah, so, okay. I've covered my hatred for the book forms of Lord of the Rings on a number of occasions.
Also anime.
I'm slowly...
And anime and MMOs. Mm-hmm. They're all trash.
Elaborate!
Like, I'm not even going to recycle
tell.
It.
Garbage.
Just fucking throw it in a landfill and let it rot for a few hundred years.
Tell us how you really feel, Josh.
I thought about bringing the rest of the Lord of the Rings books on my trip to listen to on the plane.
But you don't hate yourself
we
that
just,
much.
We kept telling
right?
you
I
to
couldn't
not
decide
do that.
If it would be like... If there's any reason to finish it or not.
You know how it ends. Fucking eagles and shit for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, there's actually the whole, like, scouring of the Shire and all the shit they left out of the movie, but whatever.
Yeah, Hobbits, whatever. Get off the road.
Whoosh.
Or something. I don't know.
All right. So those are Josh's. I don't like all the games that everybody likes that people are fucking crazy about.
But
I mean,
you're
I think
not
they're,
a gamer anyway.
I think they're good. I think they're well made, but they don't give me nerd boners like they do for other people.
Oh, man. I saw a fucking trailer for Lost Planet 2 yesterday.
I don't even know what
that
is. That
gave me a pretty big nerd boner.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's a boner you get whenever you see it.
Explain this boner. How does it work?
Well, it's
sure you can have my number, baby.
Eli, do you have an answer for this question?
I don't remember what I said last time. I can't really think of.
Like we talked about, you know, like hating Buffy at first and that kind of stuff. And
yeah, but yeah. not when it's something that you've like.
I was staunchly opposed to Battlestar until I watched it.
I was too.
Once.
I was too busy mourning the loss of Firefly.
Yeah.
I refused to acknowledge Battlestar.
I was like, this shit couldn't even be possible if not for Firefly. Blah, blah, blah. Nerd, nerd, nerd. And then I watched it.
My vagina hurts.
Yeah, then I watched it. My space vagina. My space vagina, Saul.
Space vagina.
Saul.
I'd probably say, like...
My space vagina.
Like, some of the Star Trek stuff. Like, I didn't... Outside of Next Generation, I didn't...
Weeping?
I didn't get into all those other ones.
I don't like the original series at all.
I didn't
Boo!
Really care for it at all.
Boo! I love the original series. It's retarded.
I thought I heard somewhere even Gene Roddenberry didn't like the original series.
No. Were you just the old here? Crone from Princess Bride?
Boo! Filth! Putrescence!
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
President of filth! Yes, to all of the above.
That's good.
Seriously, the original series is like, it's campy, retarded shit. It's wonderful.
It's enjoyable when you're having drinks and friends over, but...
No, I don't like it.
How can you not watch Captain Kirk say anything?
It holds no... I like real sci-fi. It holds... I know everything that happens in it just because I've been around.
How is Captain Kirk's like self-centered? It's not like this amazing idol for you to worship.
I don't like it. It doesn't do anything for me. I like some of the movies they made. You know.
Oh, yeah. Well, the original series movies are better than the TNG movies by far.
Mm.
There's a very warm place in my heart for the first two TNG movies.
That's fine, but they're nowhere near as good as the originals. I mean, that's cool. Mm. It's you can like them. That's fine. You can even love them.
I think 4 is my favorite.
Just because whales?
Yeah.
Four is the most like the original fucking series. It was campy comedy shit just, for no reason.
I saw that wonderful. One the most when I was a kid.
And Spock was like swimming around with the whales.
With whales.
And mind melds with the whales.
Double dumbass on you.
What?
That's so
from the
good.
Movie. That's he says that to a guy. He's like, dumbass. And he's like, double dumbass on you, cocksucker. And then Spock pinches him and he falls over. Because he's got his ghetto blaster and he won't turn it down.
Buy your own damn fries.
That's actually what the guy said to Spock before he neck pinched him.
Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
That's what he said.
This is from Hobesi. Hobesi. A question for any of you that work in 3D. Josh and Eli. What are your preferred 3D editors and why? I'm an architect and I'm getting bored of AutoCAD and 3D Studio Max.
Just use 3D Studio Max because they've bought everything else, so it's all going to eventually be 3D Studio Max.
Is that all there is to work with now?
Not kidding.
Is it like Adobe buying all of Macromedia?
They've bought 3D Studio Max, Maya, and what else Soft Image.
Oh, yeah. When did they buy Soft Image?
A while back.
Oh, I guess
It's all going to be the same. They're integrating all the same tech, so just learn 3D Studio Max. They're integrating Maya into it, and they'll all be compatible.
Now, wait, but Maya was like the cheap, affordable one, right?
Sure.
And Max correct. Is not, right?
Right.
Correct.
So that's gone? There is no...
Pretty much.
Correct.
No, they're
going to keep putting it out, but what I'm saying is the interface and all that shit, like, you'll still be able
they're
to get...
They're slowly melding.
Yeah. They'll at some point, they're going to cross paths, and then you're going to see, like, the
like,
one program...
Adobe bought Macromedia to get Flash.
Right.
And that was it.
Right.
And then they pretty much axed everything but Dreamweaver.
Right.
And Flash.
Well,
so...
Everything else is, like...
They had a product for it already.
Yeah.
Are you throwing up? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm throwing up.
Okay.
But no, I mean, 3D Studio Max has pretty much everything you need, unless you're doing high-end, like, I don't know, like, really, really high-end movie stuff, then learn ZBrush or Mudbox. But those are not...
What about SketchUp?
Those are sculpting tools.
And you're certainly not going to use SketchUp for anything.
Those are sculpting tools that you can use to play around with, but you can't render any of that shit. Because that's like millions of triangles that you couldn't render in real time.
Well, there's your answer. Christy asks about the NeverEnding Story remake. We've already done that.
Me.
The whole movie should be retold by the Numa Numa guy. Sitting in front of his computer. Aaron says,
Never-ending story.
This is going off my last question about unintentionally gay movies. This is from last week or last time. What are some movies that you think would be improved if they had been more unintentionally gay?
Three simple words. I am gay.
Schindler's List comes to mind.
Ow. Wow.
Actually, a song and dance number really would have spiced that one up. That's
Yeah. All the all the little sad, like skinny.
Look at us wearing shit.
Yeah. Star Wars would have been quite awesome if it had a little more gay, not
like
Luke, I'll buy that.
Like a little more Luke and Han,
like
or?
A little bit of a
no, like Luke and Vader, and then he's like, "I'm your dad," and he's like, "Oh,
so awkward.
Are you my dad or are you my daddy?"
Shit, so you look kind of like a disciplined daddy. Did you not remember that that's what I was talking about when I referenced that on Twitter?
No, what?
There's a new daddy in town. He's a disciplined daddy.
Disciplined.
Okay, Tobias is talking to Maybe. And
remember?
she's like, all right, I'm going to go somewhere. I'm not going
to
tell you
where. Hang out with you or whatever.
Yeah, and he goes, it's going to change. He's got headphones on and an MP3 player. And he goes, things are going to change around here. There's a new daddy in town, and he's a disciplined daddy. And he takes the headphones off, and he goes, there's a new daddy in town. He's a disciplined daddy. Disciplined. And he goes, it's a parenting tape.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the episode, it plays the whole song. He's a disciplined daddy. It's so great.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So there you go. And... he says, as reference, my friends and I decided Armageddon would have been just a little less shitty with some unintentional gayness between Affleck and Willis.
I'll actually buy that.
Wow.
Maybe Jurassic Park.
With like the Triceratops
and the Stego.
T-Rex.
The Veggisaurus.
Yes, everything has to go back to Jurassic Park.
That's his go-to.
Because
it's in his pocket at all times.
Because it's a great American classic.
It is.
It is the Gone with the Wind of the 90s.
If they still had Reader's Digest, they would send out in book form, that would be
that's
in there.
That's pretty funny.
Frankly, Scarlett.
I don't know.
French
horns, bomb. Sound majestic.
That's the lyrics.
I don't know. French horns, bomb. Sound
actually,
majestic, bomb. When you play them just like this. It's a dinosaur. Oh my god. Holy shit.
They're flocking this way. That
fucking movie is so good. And
do you see?
It is so fucking quotable.
This is when you start every week. Every week this happens.
Clever girl, pom. My arms just got ate. They can't open doors. Oh shit, they can open doors. You didn't say the magic word. This is a Unix front end. I know this.
Oh. Okay. Does that answer your question?
I was going to actually just say if Lord of the Rings had less gay in it, it might have made it interesting.
That's but it was too gay.
Like every time that Sam tries to touch Frodo, he's like, dude, get off.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Bag.
What's your problem, dude? He's like, dude, give me some
get
space.
Get off my bone.
Fuck, man. I'm going to go call up my lady.
Well, but
like
on my Hobbit cell phone.
He's like
the Hobbit cell phone plan is you actually light a fire, and then 6 months later they've lit all the subsequent fires, and she's like,
oh, it's from Frodo.
He'll be home soon.
And then he shows up. He's like, look, it's been 6 months.
Ta-da.
I'm home. I'm all beat
okay,
up.
Okay, so movies that need more unintentional,
more unintentional gay.
Dude, Brokeback would have been awesome.
With more unintentional
with more gay?
It
was no. Completely intentional.
There would be no pants in that movie if there was more gay.
I just picture a shot of him walking in, like a back shot, like behind the door.
I'm sure you do.
And he's just, just like cheeks there. And you're like,
that's gay enough for me.
the whole time everyone's just like, maybe in Jaws, there could have been a little less.
Between the shark and the boat.
Yeah. Or no.
Dude. The shark totally went down on that.
I love you.
The shark and what's this? Quint.
Whoa. A little less teeth there.
Yeah. Hey. Your back row of teeth, if you could ease up on that. The front row, a little bit on the front row is fine.
Yeah, if Quint is
though they're razor sharp.
Wow.
Quint's
wow.
all like,
they drag and they dig in. Oh. And it's,
yeah. You seem to be designed for this. Like you're a wonderful predator machinery.
Bear trap in your mouth.
God dang it. It's, well,
he's off. Getting way too complicated.
He's off the foreskin. Oh,
there you go. Predator.
More gainers than predator.
Sure.
Like Arnie's.
No, like, puts on the mud.
Arnie's all dudded up in mud.
Put on
and
the
he
mud
goes,
slowly. Slower.
He's got all the mud on and he's like rubbing on his nipples. And then he just predator just walks up behind him and puts his arms around him and just hold each other.
And they start playing the song from Titanic. Like,
oh, I thought this was gonna be like from
I'm
Ghost.
Here in your heart, my heart
when
will go on.
When what's his name comes up behind Demi Moore and she's doing the pottery.
It'd be so great if she just started like shaping a dick out of it. Like,
This is the only thing I'll have to remember him by.
I'm gonna fire this and ride
a 16-inch dildo.
He never could satisfy me.
Does that answer your question?
You
okay.
What are we talking about?
Question.
I don't remember. This
I don't
one,
know, but we riffed on it pretty well.
This one's coming from Lard Boy. Do you have any annoying / weird habits or OCDs? Alternatively, the crew could inform on their fellow members. I'd like to point out.
Uh-oh, here we go.
A little peeve of mine is when everyone goes, I'm so fucking OCD. I always do this. Meet someone who's OCD, and then you won't say that like that. There are obsessions and compulsions, and then there is someone who can't control their obsessions and compulsions. And it's funny, and then you feel bad, and then it's really sad, and you feel really bad. Like, and I know.
I've read about OCD. Like, I actually read articles about it, like medical, and I was like, ooh. That's some fucked up shit.
It's
that actually kind of scares me. If I'm a passenger in a car and I'm sitting in the front where I can see the road ahead of us, I'll start counting the little reflector signs alternating on sides of the roads, and I have to make myself stop.
See, I think this. Okay,
but those are not
I think that
debilitating.
No. But I do believe
myself doing it, and I have to force myself to stop.
OCD has a lot to do with patterns, with numbers, whatever. I think anyone with sort of a higher intellect, with decent brain function, picks up on stuff like that. And I think that it might even be natural to partially obsess over things or count things but you're not talking Rain Man. Like, no. I used to do it a lot when I was little, a whole lot. And it might have come from being an only child, but I would create rituals, like, for myself that they weren't debilitating or didn't hurt anybody, but, like, that kind of stuff. Like, you know, like, I will only, if I'm in my house, I will jump from, you know, this piece of the carpet to that piece, but I'll never touch this square. But to me, it was like a game.
Right.
But I did it so much that I stopped remembering why I did it. And I would just do it because I thought I was supposed, like, I had to. When I was, like, 9 or 10 or whatever. But I have family members that I'm fairly positive have actual OCD and don't know it. And it involves, like, I can't leave, like, I can't leave the car
right
until I've turned the air all the way to the left, turned the heat all the way to the left, turned this all the way to the left, turned the power all the way down on the radio, turned... Like, every knob in the car must be facing the left, and then all vents must be closed to the left. That kind of stuff. And when you see someone doing that, and then they're doing it just instinctively, they don't realize it, you're like, whoa, okay, that's a little odd.
I saw a program on it, like, interestingly enough, one of the few programs on MTV that was actually really good. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was actually really interesting.
True Life,
I
have OCD.
Yeah, I never knew it could be that severe. Because that one girl, she was doing it because for some reason she thought her mom would die if she didn't ritualize everything.
She told herself that if she didn't do her rituals, God would kill her mom.
I'm like, that's all kinds
hardcore.
Of fucked up. Yeah.
And she had no basis for it. Her mom had never had... Yes, he did, actually.
Sweet.
God smited her mother. Smote. One guy could not get to work on time because he would go back to his apartment, like, up 3 flights of stairs and check the lock, like, 30 or 40 times every morning. I knew a girl that saw that show and was like, these people are normal. I'm not going to go into details.
Oh, but I love the story
so much.
No details.
But she was like,
That's my favorite thing that's ever happened to you.
I know. She was like, these people are normal. What are you talking about? And I was like, what do you mean? And she started to explain, like, I check my back door probably 40 or 50 times before I go to bed. I count the steps between everywhere I go. And if they're not multiples of 6, I won't go there. And I'm like, that's kind of the problem they're talking about.
You need to go see somebody.
Those aren't even the parts about her that bother me.
I can't go to the rest of it.
Oh, you should sometime, though.
Not on the podcast.
Exactly on the podcast. No. That's where those stories belong.
No.
Just for those listening, Joel is leaving out...
It's too
painful. Joel is leaving out a fucking golden
story. I mean, this person who may or may not realize by now that that might actually be something they should seek help for...
Do it.
...had some pretty severe compulsions when it came to, like, ritualizing... counting things and doing things repetitive certain numbers of times. And anyway, so let's say we're not talking OCD, but weird habits. So Josh has got one. He counts road signs. That is weird. You should stop doing that.
Yeah. It was really bad when I was a kid, and then I made myself stop. And every once in a while, I'll slip back into it. But they have to be alternating.
That's
like
weird.
Left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right. Like.
And then at one point, there's a double right, and then you have to hurt
do
yourself.
Do it all over again.
You mean like paradiddles?
Yeah, kind of.
Paradiddles.
It was before I knew what a paradiddle was.
Paradiddles are drum rudiments.
Oh, okay.
That's right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. That's how you play it.
Syncopation.
It makes a choo-choo train. That's what it's called.
Okay. Thank you. Choo-choo. Yeah, that's good.
God damn, I was waiting for somebody to do that. Nobody wanted to do the choo-choo.
No, I
don't know.
Just how long you're going to go.
I don't have things like that.
Yeah, you do.
Other than...
Come on.
Just work habits, things that I do when I work. And I mean, but they're not...
Well...
Hey, we can inform.
Spill. I don't... Yeah,
what does he do?
I don't
What's
care.
What does he do?
Well, you listen to that radio all the time, that radio show.
Yeah,
like,
I listen to...
That's not a compulsion.
That's just boredom.
That's a bad habit.
That's like almost every
single time.
That's like
a guy fucking masturbating. That's not OCD. It's just boredom. you just do it because you're supposed to.
No, I mean, it's not like I have to have like a monitor turned a certain way or like Like, even I have to adapt.
God, I'm racking my brain.
I have to adapt even, like, when I'm... Like, you might have someone you draw. I mean, like, I don't have any when I use my tablet for drawing because I have to just adapt to wherever it is I am. I've seen people who have to have a setup, the exact setup. Like,
no,
they have to have, like, Wacom to the right, like a, like an actual Cintiq to the right, and then monitor, and then their Wacom tablet to their left, and it has to be set up a certain way.
I certainly have preferences because I have a way that I like to work, but nothing that I'll work pretty much anywhere, so it doesn't matter to me. But like I'll the things that I'm a real stickler on art wise are the speech bubbles and the tails of the speech bubbles. If they're too wide, or if both lines don't follow the same arc, I'll redo them several dozen times. I'll keep my hand on the undo button.
You can see that.
And I'll just go, nope, 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 draw, nope, draw, nope, draw, nope, draw, nope, draw, nope, draw, nope, draw. That one's good. Okay, next one. And like...
Wow.
I mean, it really... Like, to me, it shines with like crazy flashing bright lights when it doesn't look right, and I have to fix it.
Huh.
One that I have... Now that I think about it, but it's kind of minute, is the parking brake in a car.
We always do it?
I always do it. And if I'm driving somebody else's car, I have to do it to their car. And they always look like, why are you doing that? And I was like, because you're supposed to. You're supposed to use the parking brake. It's good for the car. Like, that way your car's not resting on the brakes, the real brakes of the car. It's resting on the parking brake. It's designed for that. And I'll get my brother's car because we'll, like, switch cars or whatever. And I get in his car, and the first thing I do is, like, fucking pull up the parking brake, even before I turn on the car.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, like, God damn it, and I pull on it, and then drive wherever I go, put it on. What? And then as soon as I get into my car, because we will swap cars back, the parking brake's not up. And I'm like, dude, fucking use the parking brake.
I always
brake.
Have a stick, so I have to use the parking brake.
Right. I once drove 70 miles in a U-Haul with a parking brake on.
Oh my God.
It fucking smelled really bad.
I drove my fairly new first car that I bought with the parking brake on for like a day.
Like, right off the lot.
Oh my God.
Soon thereafter. Yeah.
That's
and I'm like,
crazy.
What is that fucking smell? I'm like, oh. And then I'm like, wait. If I can drive with the parking brake on, it's probably not doing that good of a job braking my car.
At least I can... I do it with my car every once in a while, but at least you can, like, tell. I'm like, why does this feel wrong?
My foot never stops shaking. I don't think I'm doing it because I have to.
You have restless leg syndrome, don't you?
I have
you?
Restless ankle syndrome. I have irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, well, I mean, you know. IBS is no joking matter.
Every guy, I'll say this, would, like... I'm fairly positive that every guy probably masturbates pretty much the same way every time. Not like the same setup, but I bet your hand's in the same position every time.
You don't try to vary that up?
I bet you have a preferred stroke.
Do you ever like fall asleep on one arm and then wake up so you can do the stranger?
A stranger? I like to call it a stranger. I do the same thing. No. No. But I've also been, you know... in a relationship for 10 years, so...
Right.
I mean,
now, you know that guy ain't shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right?
You should go get some gel Novocaine and dip your hand in it.
No, because I don't want to touch my junk
I don't know why that reminds me of... I don't know that reminds me of Dewey Cox.
I can go for hours,
and you won't even know it. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
That reminds me of Dewey Cox when What's-His-Face shows up, the ghost kid.
Yeah.
His brother, and he's like... Come on. You know how hard it is to masturbate as a ghost? You can't. That's the thing. You can't masturbate as a ghost.
I have ghost hands.
I can't masturbate.
You know, I actually got a serious email from a reader. A personal email that I answered, I think just today, actually, about autofellatio. Asking my opinion because he said he could do it. And what I thought.
Bravo, sir.
My answer was.
Bravo.
That's not possible.
It is.
Yeah, it certainly is possible. Absolutely.
No.
Look on the internet.
It's very possible.
No.
Ask the internet. It will tell you immediately with video evidence.
Oh. I thought I heard somewhere that wasn't possible.
No, it totally is.
Isn't that why Marilyn Manson got...
That's not true at all.
That's not true?
No. That's a rumor.
So he didn't get a rib taken out?
No, he's also not the kid from the Wonder Years.
Family, oh, yeah. I was like, Family Matters? No.
Family Matters? No.
No. Shut up.
None of them were
so,
white.
So
no, that would be a drastic
transformation. He was asking you about your opinion of autofellatio?
He said he could do it. He said he figured out he could do it, and he asked me if I thought it was gay, which I said no, unless he's gay, and he's thinking about other dudes' dicks while he's doing it. And then my quintessential answer to him was, the quote from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where he says, "Charlie, remember what they said about the man who suddenly got everything he wanted." What, Mr. Wonka? He lived happily ever after! I was like, so yeah, good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, seriously, high fives, dude. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Right.
Or that. Stay in shape.
Yeah, or until you do yeah. permanent nerve damage to your neck or something, and then you're paralyzed for sucking your own dick. Yeah.
My gut is too big to do that, so.
That's too bad. Feel bad for you.
Always.
So, do we have any other compulsions? Denise, do you want to talk about any compulsions that you have?
I can't top that, but
is there such a thing as like autocunnilingus?
No, that is absolutely impossible. Ask the internet.
I just thought I would throw that one out there.
Ask the internet.
I want to type that now.
Go for it. Man, if you find that video, anyway, just let me know, because that would be shocking.
I can't think of any compulsions that I have.
That's your one, not being able to think of stuff.
Yeah.
Compulsively.
Yeah, I can't.
I know I've got more. I just can't think of them.
The internet says it's possible. I'm just throwing that out there.
Then find me evidence.
Fine, I'll click images.
They're going to be fake.
There are those, like, gymnast-type people who can...
Now, I have seen a girl doing gymnastics that, had she not been wearing a leotard, probably could have just started right up. I mean...
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of those bendy, twisty kind of people.
Hmm. Moving on. We're almost done here. Oh, a stereotype asked about what Penny Arcade said about Dollhouse today, but we've sort of already talked about Dollhouse. Yeah.
Carry on.
He also says... Can you think of other TV shows that had rocky starts but ended up being great? He also mentions, for instance, The Simpsons. Actually, this is funny. I agree with your math 100%. The Simpsons didn't get funny until season 3, and it stopped being funny 10 years ago, which, in my opinion, is
correct.
Season
That's
10.
Right.
So seasons 3 through 10 were 100% comedy gold.
Yeah, you can watch
every time.
You can watch every episode, and it'd be awesome.
In any order.
Well, that's when Homer started taking over as the main character.
Yeah, Bart stopped being a little rude asshole, and the show started being about Homer. And those were also the Conan years.
To answer that question, I'd probably say X-Files, because it didn't start off very strong.
That's actually true.
It was pretty weak ass and like low budget, and
yep.
not. I mean, it was okay. It was kind of a lot like Fringe in that it was like, there's something there, but I don't know.
Oh, watch
and
it.
Then,
it's on
and
whatever.
Then it picked up steam, and yeah. it was just like fucking.
By
hold
season.
On.
Until the end.
Well, no,
season
until...
Season 3, season 4, it was awesome.
But, like, the last two or three
oh,
seasons...
Oh, no, those,
no,
those
shitty,
don't even count.
Right?
Those don't count.
It was only good up until, like, it got too big for itself. And it was, like, a national phenomenon.
Well,
like,
the standalone episodes were almost always the strongest episodes.
You know what pissed me off was in the movie, the first movie? The whole show had been like, are there aliens? Are there not aliens? We don't know. I think there are. And then in the last one, a fucking spaceship takes off and Scully's knocked out.
Yeah.
And Mulder's like, wake up, you whore! It's a fucking spaceship!
I know, really was hoping for a camera phone
you know,
at
it,
that moment.
If you think about it, that very ending scene of the X-Files movie is exactly the same as the very ending of ND4.
Yeah,
like, it's the exact same.
I
don't want to
talk about
bullshit.
That ever again.
I'm so glad I made you watch
yeah.
that.
Shut up.
That was
the riff tracks barely even made that.
It was like
worth
watching
it
with a condom. It was barely like. Oh,
you know, wow. I'm just not feeling it.
Wow.
She's just gonna lay there.
I'm gonna take this
yeah.
movie.
Oh,
I'm gonna take this movie out behind the gym and get it pregnant.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take this movie out behind a junior high and get it pregnant.
What is that from?
30 Rock.
It's, yeah.
My God, did you see last night?
No, I haven't, so shut up.
Oh my God.
I'm going to watch it when I get home. Shut
oh
up.
Oh my God.
Shut up. Shut up.
So good. What other shows?
Liz Lemon has a naked picture of herself on her iPhone.
Oh God, shut up.
And
stop it.
Kenneth.
You're not stopping.
She says.
You're going to ruin a joke
listen,
for me.
She tries to get
no,
Kenneth.
I don't
she tries to get Kenneth to help her find it. And she goes, Kenneth, there's an adult picture on my iPhone. And he goes, what do you mean, Miss Lemon? Like driving a car or wearing a suit? I'm done.
It's done. It's done. It's done.
I don't.
I'm done.
It's done.
Yeah, going back. Facts of life.
Kinda, Green Acres.
Started off slow.
Green Acres, rocky as hell.
Yeah. Mama's Family. Definitely.
Yeah.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Maude.
Bosom Buddies.
With B. Arthur.
The Dick Van Dyke Show. It took it a while for that to hit its stride. Yeah.
When they finally revealed the main protagonist.
Well, when he finally grew the Van Dyke. It was when it...
Right.
What else? You know, it's kind of hard to think because every show after, like, the 80s
How many shows and 90s, get a second season these days?
Well, no.
It's almost none.
Every show after the 80s and 90s required...
Instant hit.
Big... Yeah, it had to be a huge, like... What's it about? Some dude rides in on a nuke?
Yeah.
And, like...
No, it's gotta be lost or it doesn't get a second season.
Yeah.
It has to start off with gigantic ratings.
I'm trying to think of, like, there was a...
And then ride it all the way down.
Trying to think if there was, like, a comedy or something that was kind of...
Terminator, so far, started off kind of weak, and it's gotten better and better and better.
There has to be more. I just can't think of them.
Maybe Seinfeld? I don't know. Seinfeld kind of was weak sauce.
The initial Seinfelds, you could tell they didn't quite know. It's kind of like when they start making the show on Seinfeld.
Right.
They don't know what they're going to do.
It really wasn't all that funny. But
it was more of a sitcom back then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it had potential.
It was less character-driven.
That's like something, I guess. I'm trying to think of what's on DVD that we were watching back then. Shows that were on during that time period. Because I started going to art school.
The pilot of Arrested Development was as funny as every episode
that ever came out.
That was solid.
Yeah, that never...
30 Rock, too.
That never had to pick up steam. Because it was already
Actually, the only thing 30 Rock
almost got canceled a bunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's true. It almost did not make it past the first season.
Yeah. And it was gold. Like, on the second episode, it was as funny as it is today.
I guess the only thing about Arrested Development is in that last season, they just kind of went nuts
like,
with it.
They knew they were getting
canceled. They just didn't
balls
give a shit.
Out.
Maybe the Bluths don't deserve to be saved. We're unrelatable. We're self-centered. I like that.
God, that movie's going to be terrible.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so sad.
It's Showtime.
HBO doesn't want us.
It's going to have to be Showtime. The Home Builders Organization.
Oh, God, so good.
Let's see.
I'm just drawing a blank.
Me too.
Everything else like is like explosion.
Because you forget about
it. It's a nuke that lands on an island. The island's in, like, an alien ship, and the alien ship eats like half of the planet's Earth's core. But the Earth's core is going in the wrong direction, so you can't eat it because
you might
want to
keep
indigestion.
You might want to keep that in.
The cliffhanger at the end of season one, the core actually just stops.
Yeah.
You might want to keep that in. If somebody's listening, they're going to steal that idea. That'll be greenlit by tomorrow.
Yeah, it's actually... It'll be coming to Fox in 2013.
Yeah,
it's just going to be called Fuck.
Yeah.
And everything that can go wrong will.
Incredible Hulk.
What? The TV show?
Original.
Yeah. With Lou Ferrigno?
Greatest American Hero. Mork and Mindy. Did not hit its stride until they got married.
Actually, okay, I'll go as far back as Three's Company. Is it not get funny until...
No.
What's her face got...
Suzanne Summers?
Yeah.
Booted off?
Yeah. She was not funny.
Yeah, whatever. You know, Saved by the Bell.
Got consistently worse as it went on. What?
What are you talking about? They had two senior years.
Worse and worse.
You know what's weird? Fucks with my head?
And then Jesse just disappears and there's a new girl in a leather jacket.
Whatever. That's later.
And then she disappears.
No. There were 5 years of Saved by the Bell. They had two senior years that they just acknowledged as like, senior year again! Don't pay any attention. I have nightmares. Like, I'm in like my second senior year and
everyone
I'm like, what?
Does.
I know, but I associate it with Saved by the Bell and I don't...
You're in that.
Well,
school.
If you want to get even more bizarre with Saved by the Bell, it started as Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Yeah, I know. On
which
the
took
Disney
place
Channel.
In a different state entirely.
Yeah.
So they uprooted the entire school.
It was a junior high.
All the students and part of the faculty moved them to California.
Like four of the students made it.
Zach, Lisa.
Screech. And that's it.
Yeah.
Because Slater and Kelly were not there.
Yeah. Jesse wasn't either.
No. No, there was that other girl that had like the... I think she had like curly Jew hair.
Whoa!
I think she was Jewish.
You can't say curly.
Okay, pubish Jew hair.
Whoa!
Wow.
That's better.
That
I don't know.
The last question is from Electric Monk, which asks if we've seen the trailer for Takashi Miike.
Pills? You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them back. I have to sing.
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so
Jesse. Thanks for tuning in for the Hydrogen Soup podcast.
Wow, that's terrible.
That was all. That's it. That's the answer to your question about your Takashi Miike movie called Yatterman.
Is that new? I didn't know he was.
I don't know. Look, watch the trailer. Maybe you'll like it.
What? Why did you say that?
Okay, so we're done. Check out vault.hijinksu.com if you want to get desktop backgrounds, behind the scenes art, the post show, which we're about to record, and make a donation if you want to help fund my trip to Webcomics Weekend. Also, look at my blog, hijinksu.com/blog, for links to the artwork, which is for auction right now, original comic artwork, or pick up a shirt or a print of a comic signed at hijinksandsustore.com. Thank you for hanging out. If you're in New England, March 20th through 22nd, I'll be at New England Webcomics Weekend. We can hang out, have a good old time. That's how you
take down a motherfucker. And if any of you fancy bastards want to make any contribution to my hotel room during TBRU during the same weekend here in Dallas, I will also be taking donations, and I'll remember who you are.
In the form of sperm. What?
This is going to be a fucking disaster.
Stay tuned if you can, if you're donating or sponsoring or whatever, for the post-show. Post-show potential topics this week are Terrible 2 is the 10 worst movie sequels, 17 bad movies with great casts, and the 10 most egregious.
I can't read.
It's late. Egregious.
I cannot be right.
I was thinking of Gregarious?
Nobody knows what the fuck you're thinking, Joel.
Egregious. Give Academy up. Awards Just give up. Decisions.
Just go.
Stop the end.
Stop breathing, please.
God, your internet's slow. Your internet is so slow.
Are you
going to
fade this out?
Dumb.
Stupid.
Crazy. Dangerous.
Stinks. In one word, would I use dope?
Nope.
These kids are right.
Drugs. Hi, I'm Brandon Tartikoff.
Your body and your life. Hi, I'm Brandon Tartikoff, chairman of NBC Entertainment. And I've got a hit idea for the new fall season. Don't do drugs.
There's no hope with dope.
Seriously, though, I fucking love pot.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Give this podcast a little bit of the old bone roller coaster there.